Warhammer 40K Redemption, a Savage Worlds campaign from the mind that brought you Wizards College. Orcs, demons, chaos, it's all in a day's work in Warhammer 40K. Can our heroes uncover ancient prophecies, defeat powerful villains, and stay alive while doing it?
Noble Knight Games has been serving the needs of thousands of gamers worldwide since 1997. With a huge selection of over 30,000 unique products, including discounts on most in-print games of up to 50% off or more. Noble Knight Games is the place for out-of-print RPGs, board games, war games, collectible card games, miniatures, and all things game-related. They ship worldwide and will purchase or trade your titles you no longer need, new, or used. Your satisfaction is guaranteed. Just visit www.noblenight.com or visit our website for direct access to thousands of new, out-of-print, and in some cases, one-of-a-kind items.
The Devious Book of Fumbles and Crits from Unknown Tome Publishing. A 4th edition D&D supplement for all levels, featuring 63 new unique treasures, including 6 item sets and 28 new hazards and terrain powers. The Devious Book of Fumbles and Crits will have you critting and fumbling your way into D&D gold. Visit our website to pick up this product in print or as a PDF.
This is the Vorpal Network.
Hey Mouse, say cheese.
Alright. Where we had last left our intrepid, Imperial Guard. You had survived yet again, despite my best efforts.
Despite our own best efforts, I would say.
You guys had done some investigations and realized that basically, rather than fighting on the front of the battle, you guys have been ordered to basically stay as far away from the front line as possible.
Because we are no longer expendable.
Because you are no longer expendables.
They're like, we have bright plans in your future, whether you want them or not. Mm.
And so rather than
to avoid those bright plans, we went to the Underhive.
And so, being PCs, you said, all right, well, let's go do something else. You uncovered the fact that apparently there are orcs down here that the Imperial Guard were, of course, ignoring. And also that apparently there's a Chaos Marine. At least one, hopefully only one. He seems to be organizing some sort of some such down here.
You couldn't take on one, let alone more than one.
You shot a sorcerer with a las cannon and he chortled. Okay.
As he sealed himself back together.
Meh. It's a die that was.
And looking at him, you go, I don't think that's a lie.
So, your guys is...
He's like, I've done worse to myself.
I believe that. You guys, our base, you guys had went underground and realized that there's a vast network of tunnels beneath the city that could easily be used to ferry just about anything around the town, if you knew your way. So, what I had last heard is you guys were about to go take it out on the local gang population and see if any of them were smuggling anything down there.
Uh-huh.
We're gonna go find the group of gang members that was conscripted into the guard by Apollo, and go see what they know about this.
The two that are left alive,
because this is their territory.
I seem to recall you saying there were only two left alive out of that gang.
No, there were more than that.
There were two gangs involved.
There were two and a half.
There were two men and a halfling.
We don't talk about the halfling. He prefers the term vertically challenged.
When you're talking about him, when you call him that.
Sorry. Peanut butter.
Okay. So, as you guys double back...
I bet that sounds really loud on the recording.
Cellophane! Isn't that a song?
Cellophane?
Probably.
Mr. Cellophane. Yeah, from Chicago.
I don't know Mr. Cellophane from Chicago.
No, the song was Mr. Cellophane from Chicago.
I get it. There we go.
So, as you guys, of course, go back from the seedy Underhive, you guys are greeted by the fresh day of bombardment.
That's
better. Well, bouncing off the shield far, far up above.
Occasional green splat.
But as you guys, of course, look up, you realize that once again, you that guys can indeed like see the sun.
The sun is shining?
Well, there's that.
No, that means the warp storm's gone.
Yeah. No, not quite. There's light. Let me rephrase that.
No. You said can indeed see the sun, so I'm like, the warp storm's gone?
There's natural-esque light.
Natural-esque light projected by the warp storm. My apologies to get your hopes up. Mm-hmm. You were looking to the sky, praying that was the sun, and nope, that was just the last round.
The beach!
That was just a flaming ball of warp stone. Hope this is a low sunspot. Worst food anyway.
It's like that movie's layers off of a bowl of flaming.
It's the sun. We've never seen the sun before. Is the sun supposed to move like that?
So, as you guys are making your way back, you guys, of course, walk into the camp kind of doing the, nothing seems to have really changed here.
Except for the it was only like half hour. I didn't expect much would have changed.
I'm going to see if I can procure one of those long rifles.
All right, well. Let's see, you were...
Trading my las rifle for... My las gun for a long rifle. Or whatever it is that the name...
Mm-hmm. I thought he wanted more peanut butter.
More! More!
That's the trick. We gotta stick the roof of his mouth together so he can't kill us.
All right. We're looking for the hunting rifle or the long rifle?
The laser rifle.
Can I add a laser sight to my grenade launcher?
I am a surgeon with this shotgun.
You know, I'll pick that cigarette right out of his mouth.
You can indeed.
And half his face as well.
You can indeed actually trade your...
Well, actually, the cigarette is still in his mouth. His mouth is not in his head.
Yeah.
Laser sight? Yes, you can.
Okay. I go requisition one. That's as in, I go take one.
Yeah, it's 20 credits. They don't. They're just like, you need a laser sight.
Thank you.
Here's another one for when it breaks.
So the range was 20, 40, 80.
Also, I'm gonna put a laser sight on my chainsaw sword too, just cause. Just so I make sure it hits.
If you ever throw it. No, sorry. If you ever shoot it from something.
No. It's all entirely used for melee.
Well, you actually have the laser sight attached to one of the links, so it's like...
As you guys kind of see at the quartermaster.
You have to be careful to not look at your own sword. It might blind you.
I start using that mic.
How is that different than how you normally use it?
I don't know.
It's like close your eyes and wave it in the other direction and hope whatever dies.
Up walks up. Plucky's corporal, who says...
At least you haven't stuck him on a cod piece yet.
Sergeant Pierre?
Hey...
Corporal? I have a message for you, sir.
That was quick.
Go ahead. The lieutenant wishes to speak with you.
That was a long message.
Now? As soon as possible, sir.
Alright.
Do we know which lieutenant, or is there only one?
That's actually a half decent question. Assuming he means
there are multiple lieutenants. He will tell you that it's
stupid all the time.
I'm moving my rangefinder over to my long rifle.
Lieutenant Pack.
Pack or Peck?
Pack.
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 Yes, Pack, not Peck. Pack.
Pack.
All right. Are there two of them?
Not that you know of.
All right.
So, if so, you'll be really confused as to who you're supposed to be reporting to.
I move my rangefinder to my long rifle, which reduces the medium and long range penalties by half.
Oh, cool.
Which is why I took it.
All right. So I will report there. Hang tight for a few minutes. I got to talk to the top brass.
How do you head toward?
Don't nobody do anything that'll leave a stain.
Or bruise?
Bruises are fine.
Can you lose somebody?
Is it the scout?
Yes.
He's not under my command. I have no idea what would happen to him.
As you go in to see Lieutenant Pack, the first thing you notice is the fact that he's missing the top part of his head. The top part from about here back is purely metal bionics. Both eyes have been replaced, and the entire head is basically metal. The only thing that's still organic about his head is his jaw. There's even artificial teeth that seems to have been placed in. He says, Sergeant Pierre, good to see you.
You as well, sir. What can I do for you?
The Aquila flies away. The Emperor abandons you all now.
Oh. The Emperor is going and shitting on
your men are ready.
Cars.
What? Your men are ready.
How many men would this be, sir?
Fleshing out the remainder of your squad. 9 men.
9?
Or 6 men.
Hey, there's 3 of us already. A squad is 9 men.
Well, technically 10.
Yeah. Private Hobbs, Private Harrison, we shall miss you.
I'm sure one of them has exploded by now.
Hobbs, see that smear up on the tail?
Here's their dossiers. Hands them over. Private Armor, known for base as a press gang football sports.
Blood Bowl player?
Basically.
So he is your
Grenadier
from Gear of War. Gears of War.
Princess Headbutt.
Yeah, baby! Coltrane.
Yeah, Coltrane.
Can't stop the Coltrane!
I actually like him.
Here's Private Takagasi. He's your communications officer.
We will call him Taco.
We might need 2 of those.
2 communications officers or 2 tacos? Or
Hey!
Private Finnegan. He is to be your mechanic and repairman. Private Misson. He's your medic. Private Martin. He's your pizza delivery guy.
But he only delivers once and then he doesn't go away.
I'm here to deliver your pizza.
Here's your pizza, man.
Now that he's like
one large sausage.
Legendary characters, the shelves and everything. It's like, I just deliver pizza, that's all I do.
Private Martin.
Should this be Maison?
Should we give a tip?
Yes, Maison.
How much?
$3, yeah.
Private Martin is your ace, pilot and driver.
Ricky Martin?
No. Private Vasquez. He's a scout. Damn good one at that.
Thank you, sir. Are they all... I'm assuming I would know where to find these people? Or just
they've been sent over to where your camp is and where you're supposed to have been the past hour or two.
He hands you a bullhorn.
How tall are you, Private Vasquez? 5'8", sir. I didn't know they could stack shit that high.
Dismissed.
It's like, yeah, I see no reason to incriminate myself. Fair enough. All right.
Pepper and cheese? How great are you? Take it away.
All right. Right, back to the acting.
Right. Corporal Packhorse.
Pizza.
No, that's Little Caesars.
That's where I have to get pizzas because it's $5 for a large.
Pizza.
All right.
And they don't deliver anymore.
Yeah, no. They're basically keeping their business afloat by Hot and Ready's. That's about it. Mm-hmm. So, there's your 6.
All right. Who wants what?
Well, who do you not care if they have a short lifespan?
Private Takagashi?
Taco.
Just because my dice broke for shit.
And who are you? And who is that?
She's got the comms officer.
Takagashi?
Taco.
I have Sergeant Taco. Private Taco.
Who wants Finnegan? He's a wee speedy Irishman. I'll take him. I expect him to remain intact to the best.
He is the mechanic.
I'll do my best. All right. Somebody gets the scout who is not him.
I'll take the scout. Yeah, Private Vasquez.
Yeah.
Or Vasquez.
Actually, this guy has a problem with authority, so he should probably not be played by me.
Ethan?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Double dosage.
Yeah. And I got a medic and
a I don't have a problem with authority, I just don't respect it at all. Unless it's a space marine.
He wants the...
That's how they think
the medic, the footballer.
He wants the B-hit.
Oh, you're an Imperial commander.
I can take one of them, too.
Yeah.
All right, I'll take one. I'll take the medic.
The meathead. That's the meathead.
Okay.
That's a football player.
All right.
Or the Blood Bowl player, excuse me.
A Blood Bowl player?
Did you spell his name wrong?
Who?
I don't know.
M-A-I-S-O-N.
Mason?
Maison, actually.
He's French.
As well.
Ho, ho, ho. Ho, ho,
ho.
Yeah, well, wait, no.
So he has to go into combat, he goes, I surrender! We're like, God damn it.
Well, he's the med. Isn't he also a pacifist?
Yep.
Okay.
He will not fire until he is fired upon.
Yes. I am willing to fire upon him should that become necessary.
Does he only fire upon those who fire upon him?
Yep.
You might be in trouble.
Yeah.
Unless you stand behind bad guys.
Orders are orders. Oh, he's a medic. Yeah. So.
All thumbs, huh?
Yep.
Andre assured me that he will be too busy
on a roll of a one
medicing to worry about that, which
possibly breaks
me.
Whatever he's using if it's mechanically inclined.
Oh God!
So you need to become good friends with the Irishman, it seems.
Who me?
Hair man.
Oh yeah.
Okay, so I guess we're. Settled. Do we as a squad have orders other than just stay off the front lines?
Stay off the front lines. Go nowhere near them and you are not to contact Sergeant Apollo or his squad in any form.
Weird. Okay. It's an odd request. But whatever. He was leading the charge, wasn't he?
He was put on the front line.
He's on the vanguard.
He'll be off.
He'll come back with another power fist.
Watch him come out with two power fists. I mean, he would dreadnought.
Come on, Boris.
Alright. Okay, so I guess we will still need to find...
No?
I thought I saw him come in. The last time the door was open. Huh. Missing cat. Alright.
A missing cat. Hmm. That's unusual. As though they're normally in the open.
Well, two of them were... Clearly visible.
Boris!
Is he inside?
I don't know, buddy.
Boris!
Yeah.
Maybe I should name one of the NPCs Private Boris just to confuse the hell out of people.
Yeah.
Boris!
Alright.
I'm pretty sure he's out in the garage.
Didn't you say you saw him in the bathroom or something like that?
No.
Okay, so I guess we will carry on with the. So, were all the press gang all those gang members pressed into Olive Squad or just
in general? They were pressed into the IG. All
right,
and they are one of the groups is present.
Okay,
remnant of gurgles grunts.
Not a very auspicious name. So.
They can indeed point you towards Gurgle himself, as when you get there, you notice he's got this nice long scar about here with a slightly larger point right here.
Mm.
Looks like it has Laz burns.
Hmm. Does he have safety pins around the side? Do you have to carry a big sword on his back and go by the nickname Kurgan? All right.
Yes. So. Yes, he does.
Gurgle is actually
he
his given
now.
Name. Okay, so, at ease. We just had some questions for you.
I didn't kill him.
That's fine, that's not what this is about.
Oh, good.
I don't see him anywhere. But
we're doing some work down in the tunnels.
He's falling down, hurt himself or something behind
him. We're doing some work down on the Underhive, and we noticed a series of tunnels that were... probably useful for smuggling or any number of other illicit activities.
Yeah.
Found some mutants in there as well.
All over the place.
What can you tell me about them?
run all over. Big enough you can run a train through them. No one even notices. Used to have a lot of authority in that area, but the harem started moving in.
Harem?
The harem.
Is that a rival gang?
Yeah.
Like it?
All a bunch of crazy psycho bitches.
Hmm.
They should fit right in with him.
He doesn't like girls. Where can we...
It's all good.
So where can we find him?
Look on our old turf. But be careful, they got some big ordnance. Some ordnance of... real power.
Hmm. This is still all normal ordnance, right? Nothing...
I know how they got it.
Hmm.
It looks new, too. Not old and junked.
Hmm.
Well, newer than what we usually get down in the hive.
Hmm. All right. Well, thank you for the intel.
Yep.
Welcome to the guard.
Been better places.
Hmm. Probably, been worse.
At least the food's decent.
May you live long enough to enjoy it.
No, don't give him the idea that he's going to die a horrible death, because that would just really make his next few shots bad before he gets capped.
So, alright, so I'll leave him to his stewing and stink up the place.
Suddenly surrounding you are a bunch of IG.
What the hell did I do?
You got boomed.
Yeah. That's
good. Is he like a big fat guy or something? Did I miss that?
No, that wasn't specified.
He is now.
No. Okay. So
Boomers
will
he was one of our newest soldiers. I don't care, he's a boomer, did you see him?
Mm-hmm. This will, unless anybody has any additional preparation, we'll indoctrinate our new recruits with appropriate hazing rituals. You're not allowed.
Aww.
I also tell them, it's like, in all seriousness, stay away from the Space Marine.
Well, I'm sure they'll have the same sort of initiation we did, which is baptism under fire.
Mm. All right.
I'll totally handle the baptism.
We're not dunking them in anything.
Ammo.
So, we're going down into the Underhive. We heard some rumors.
Why the hell are we going into the Underhive?
You know how I learned how to dodge bullets? By dodging bullets.
And
when you didn't dodge, it sucked.
Lot.
Oh, and just to let everyone know.
Just flick bullet ants at them.
Just have to let everyone know, Private Martin is being played by Jason Statham.
Jason Statham?
Yeah, that one.
So he talks with an accent like this, and he always sounds really angry.
Just a little.
Or he has to poop.
Yeah. I have to admit, I did like his character in The Expendables. Turn and burn. Turn and burn.
The Expendables was fun.
That movie was awesome.
Next time, I'll deflate all your balls.
Amen. So, wonderful movie.
Yeah, making the sequel.
Oh, good.
Yeah. Maybe Seagal will finally be in this one. It's like, I'm busy. I was doing Machete.
The producer of the movie has some big issue with him. But.
Oh, I thought it was just because he was actually busy doing Machete all the time. Because he was in that instead and came out around the same time.
Yeah, that might be, but I saw an article saying that the for the sequel, one of the producers of the movie has some bad history with him, and so that's sort of an issue.
Yeah.
Ask Jean-Claude Van Damme for the first one, but he said no.
Yeah.
He didn't have a big enough part.
Fuck, if I was Jean-Claude Van Damme, I'd be happy I had a part at all.
Be happy it's not direct to DVD, do you
think? Yeah,
so,
no kidding.
I guess we'll head back down, unless anybody has... I guess we could probably at least pretend or some sort of gang-ish... squad group
play acting
people.
Yeah.
Just look thuggish.
That's good. Yeah. Now again with feeling.
Yes, sir.
Is that Takagashi? Did you realize you don't have to speak into the comm unit so that we can hear you, right?
Yes, sir, I realize that.
That's all I have! I have one stupid job in this movie!
Alright. So I guess, in absence of any other obvious preparation, let's head down and start looking for this harem.
Alright.
Not that harem, a different harem. That comes later. Like, what you do on your shore leave is not my business.
Oh, please, you're going to be in the next room over.
If that.
Yeah.
Oh, dude, you're touching my leg, dude. Alright.
She didn't look like no police officer, did she? Certainly didn't act like one either.
Where's your hand? Between two pillows?
Those aren't pillows!
So you were saying?
Alright. You guys make your way back down to the CD under hive, and, you know, now that you guys are walking around more and force, people actually now actually start to give you birth.
And we are still all obviously armed.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I look like right there.
Yeah, we noticed. You are still wearing a full, like, ceramic plate.
In bright orange.
Oh, yeah.
Armor.
Yeah.
Except now that, you know, all the ideas should get together, it's just, woo!
It's like, oh god, they're coming down to recruit more of us into their army.
That's what some of the whispers you hear.
Oh, shit. I like that one.
You can't have it.
But, boss!
So.
Alright. If you're going to do gather information, which is a streetwise, you have the choice of either breaking off from the group, which means you're alone, or doing it in group, which means that basically you have a minus two, as people are making sure to stay out of your way, which is rather annoying when you're gathering information.
Right.
Because the last thing... We want to talk to you! I don't want to talk to you.
It's like, we want to talk to you! They weren't talking to me. There's somebody far more interesting behind me.
Just give the word, I'll just kneecap them.
Before we ask them to talk to us, we shoot them in the kneecap. That way they can't run, and then we ask them to talk to us.
Never described about putting people into shock.
No, they kind of skipped over that part.
Yeah, it's generally good to not break bones on your first contact if you're trying to get information out of somebody.
It depends on who it is.
And the bone, but that's not the point. I probably have time to go into the intricacies. So, people seem to like you.
Boom! Damn!
And that's why.
The silken golden locks are set free. Why are you shuffling the initiative card?
All I have is an investigation. I don't have streetwise. I'm a country boy.
That's a good point.
I have streetwise.
No one's going to trust
you. You're wearing full armor.
Part of the mask is probably like, I got these. He's got streetwise.
Alright.
Fast question. Actually, armor does as well. So why don't we'll send the two of them out. See if they can track down information about the harem.
No,
this guy actually has a straight
D4. So are these two.
This guy's got a D6.
Well, try to find any information about the harem.
I shall do my best, senor.
Fazquez! What the hell are you doing back here, man?
Oh, you know, man. Just doing the day in, day out job. Right. So I've been looking for some information.
Like, sells them the moon.
You don't own the moon. I do now.
Now he does.
No, you're right.
All right, Fazquez, sure. I can tell you about the harem.
What did you seriously get? Like a 20?
17.
17 on a D6.
Mm-hmm. It's an all-female gang known as Hannah's Harem. And they're moving up in the ranks really fast. But of course, you know, it's because they're all a bunch of fine ladies that originally started out as, they're hookers. But now they've taken over.
Now they're hookers with guns.
They were hookers with guns before. Now they're hookers with guns
with
a purpose.
Yeah.
They've taken over one of the slag guns, waste dumps that's near some of the tunnels. And they got some new guns. Big guns. Word I heard was they actually got themselves possibly a heavy bolter.
A heavy bolter?
Wow. And they've been letting every gang know that they're now on top. In fact, Johnny's boys, they went quiet last week, and you know how loud Johnny's boys are.
Yes, I do. No, I don't.
Me? I don't. Vasquez?
Evidently he does, or at least he's faking it well enough.
It's like black spiders.
They went quiet, and, well, they had an autocannon, and we're guessing that Hanno's harem now has an autocannon, too.
That's not a good thing.
Where these gangs are getting their ordnance, we're not quite sure, but they're getting a lot of it.
Any new activity in the tunnels?
No. Heard anything strange coming out of the tunnel?
No, just a lot of stuff down with the muties. But you know, with the disappearances, which is higher than usual, and that should, well, that says something. There's rumor that they're being dragged down into the muty pits.
What's a muty pit?
Basically, imagine an area where the majority of the population is at least 90% is mutant, either via warp taint or radiation or...
And they're dragging down regular people to twist them and mutate them into mutants themselves.
Which means they can't re-enter society.
Right. Burn the heretic, kill the Zuno, destroy the mutant.
So they're trying to...
increase the numbers.
So they can overpopulate? Mm. Or just overrun? Or just say, take that!
They hear about where specific most of the disappearances are coming from.
All over the place. Well, we're all guessing that's linked somehow to the tunnels. It's where all the muties hang out.
You know, just chilling, shooting craps, vomiting on things.
Not necessarily in that order.
Muchas gracias.
De nada, bro. De nada.
Keep it cool.
Word.
Stay frosty.
Stay frosty. Stay thirsty. So, okay. Well, do we have a likely is there like a bar that they these harem members hell hang out at? I mean,
they hang out at a home turf. Their home turf, well, which has expanded
drastically.
But their HQ is basically this old slag pit. What a slag pit is imagine basically, you know, there's a bunch of metal down here. They melt it down, salvaging slag. Imagine kind of like a junkyard, except for bigger things. Old ships, maybe some old tanks that have been decommissioned, old trucks, that sort of stuff. Hell, even chunks of old buildings sometimes wind up in slag pits.
Okay. Well, anybody have any objections to heading down there and paying them a visit?
Nope.
Might get your tank after all. It just might not work.
This used to be a tank.
Now it's a toilet seat.
Oh. It still has this trigger on the side, though. I wouldn't.
Yeah. Grab your daddy toilet seat!
Because they said this is the thing that flushes, and they said they didn't know what that does. And
yeah.
I don't want to touch that, because I'm sitting on it.
Takagashi would touch it.
<He's good. laughs> I made this in my sleep. It has a button on it. I want to touch it, but I don't know what it'll do.
Be careful, though. Hannah's girls are a mite bit edgy.
Mm. No, they're tetchy, huh?
Yeah.
So that actually costs extra. So.
Tetchy.
Alright, so they're down in this slag pit.
Oh,
never
mind. This is the...
Sorry. This is the...
Not touchy.
This is the harem, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Right up your alley. Go on down.
Okay.
Nothing's getting stuck up his alley. You've had enough of that this week.
He's not sticking anything up anybody else's alley either.
Not hard to find.
It's half the fisting.
Just follow your nose.
Ew.
Well, it smells different. It's like metal. Metal smell, not
sulfuric baths and stuff like that to do away with any sort of materials that are attached, and acid baths and
you know, barnacles, that sort of thing.
Yeah, molten slag has a very distinct smell. Mm-hmm.
As you guys...
Boy, I'm glad you gave the bad eyes to the pacifist.
It's like, and the bad eyes to the doctor.
It's like, what is that? Like? I can't quite say.
There's
I
something in there. I just, I don't...
That's a freaking solid round, Doc. Pull it out. That, no, that's a goddamn vein. Ow!
Like, that's a spleen. He has glasses. Yeah. It's just if he ever gets hit, he tends to lose his glasses in the most inconvenient ways possible.
He glasses, then he steps on them. You guys coming out of your pay.
It's like, all right, pick up one half and make yourself a monocle and get useful again.
As you guys approach the slag pits, you can definitely hear the grinding that goes along with tearing down salvage metal. Mm. You guys can see basically one kind of central tower, almost a spire that seems to be located at the center. You can see that the lights are obviously on. There's plenty of people moving around, either thrashing about or dancing or something to that extent.
Hmm. Wow. You can talk about metal music.
And you can hear, as you guys approach next to...
It's like, we put this slag bit here so you can turn it, so you can melt the metal down, not to throw light switch rays.
Come on, let's go break that light. That
as you guys get closer, within a couple hundred meters of it, from a couple hundred meters, you can hear the thrum of the beat of their music.
Oh, good God, heaven on earth.
Heavy metal hair?
And this is from like, a couple...
Just think of an entire gang made up of members of L7.
I am Iron Man.
Oldies. That's just what I'm hearing in my head. It's like the metal beat. Andre's like, doom. I'm just like, doom, 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 boom. The guitar comes out of nowhere. We can hear it from a mile and a half away. That's going to be loud when we get close.
Mm-hmm. Surprisingly, however, there are no dogs or anything like that in the junkyard.
The guy said they accidentally got melted down with the first run of slag.
Yeah.
Hey, fetch! Whoa, I didn't think he'd do that! Oh.
Oops. We're going to need another Timmy.
Why don't you light this acetylene torch and I'll stand by
this lead shield.
Gonna need another Timmy.
So. So we continue to approach, assuming we're not stopped.
Oh, no.
I'm obviously keeping an eye out for
that's one of the things
ambushes.
That does seem fairly odd for most of you who are trained people. Even orcs usually keep lookouts. These guys don't even keep lookouts.
They don't give no fuck.
You walk up to the base of their spire, which is kind of tall. Not that tall, but kind of tall.
It's a pretty tall spire for being in the underground.
Yeah. From down here, you can feel the actual shake of the pillars of the spire whenever the next round of beats start.
Oh, jeez. They're going to shake this building apart.
If it hasn't come apart yet, it's probably not going to anytime soon.
And at this point, it's even hard for you guys to hear each other.
That's why we're wearing earplugs.
You can't even hear the grinding of metal that's over there anymore. All you hear is this stupid music.
It's fucking Bieber.
Heavy metal Bieber?
No.
Ew.
So,
if that's not no wonder
all the people
chaos,
are turning into mutants.
Get away from that shit.
Okay. Well, I'm assuming there's no... there's
you said notice or knowledge?
Knocking would be ridiculous.
You're going to have to walk up and then try something.
Oh. It's like,
five.
You want notice checks from us? Or?
Yep. It was like, wait on the downbeat. He's like,
five.
Trying to sneak in the
you
bell.
You smell something funny. It almost smells, imagine like honey.
Hmm.
In the middle of the slag pile, it's kind of odd. Something smells like honey around here.
Can I tell where it's coming from?
Seems to be central, kind of around the spire.
Is there a door?
Well, the door's up there. It's just as soon as you get close enough that, you know, I finish describing all the shaking and whatnot, you smell honey.
Because men's noses aren't that powerful. We don't smell it.
Well, since nobody can hear me, I'll tap you and go like this.
What is it that you know?
Yeah.
She has a sinus infection, sir.
It's like tissue.
Just say it.
It smells funny. Like honey. Sweet. Dude.
One of the soldiers.
All right.
Shit.
Sorry,
that was you.
Myself.
Don't keep the information to yourself.
What smells like honey?
The witch has lost it, sir.
All right.
It's like, my nose doesn't work. It's nor one of those, do my taste buds.
It's one of those little spire staircases that kind of rounds up around the spire. At best, you're going to be going 2x2. So what's the front two?
I'll go with them.
Next two?
Let's send up Finnegan and...
Begin again.
You got snot all over my glasses, Mishka.
Cat snot. Awesome.
She's sitting there, look down to pet her. She goes, whoosh. She goes, headbutt from hell. Ah, puts the rage parts right in, like, into my nose.
Yeah, let's do Finnegan and Martin, and then let's do, Martin.
Where did I put Martin?
I'll have
put me in the middle somewhere.
Middle,
yeah,
and
you and I will go in as a row, and then let's do the
Vasquez will be behind you guys.
Okay, and the medic and armor will be in the back.
Oh. Right. I think the medic should actually Vasquez as a scout should be like that. The medic should not be on the far back end because if we get ambushed from behind, he's probably going to be the first one to take the shot and fall.
Mm. As so you two are the ones who are kind of up and walking.
Don't you argue to me about tactics, but
carry on.
As you guys finally round up the final set of stairs, and it is a long set of stairs.
You're a snotty cat.
You realize that walking ceramite armor isn't exactly the best. Well, I guess it is a great workout. You guys notice that there is actually a chick up here. You see that she
never would have expected that.
Standing at the door is a fairly powerful-looking woman. She looks about your build and about your height.
Sweet.
Like, are we found a... Are we stunned her?
We found her clone, but she's
sisters of battle.
Except she only has basically a single top knot. And you'll notice that basically she's holding a sniper rifle that has a big scope on it. She kind of looks at you guys and says...
Point of jam, it's like,
why are we here again, sir?
We want information about the mutants and the tunnels. We're trying to track down the Karas Marine.
I'm behind you.
You a bad customer?
we're trying to find some information.
I put my hand over his mouth.
God damn! We're trying to find some information.
You're trying to push his hand down, and then you end up just like pull up.
We're trying to find some information.
Information, we got plenty of information around here. 100 credits,
Carl
10 minutes.
Information.
10 minutes. Take like, your
we
pick.
We wish to know people.
I
biblically.
Snap your chest.
What? Shot in the head a couple times? You clearly lost your mind if you think I'm going to pay for your information.
I don't want him to...
Sit and spin!
I don't want him in here with his...
I take his helmet off.
It's like, I don't want him in there.
Plus two.
I could do 75.
You son of a bitch!
Gertrude likes that type.
So,
I swear to God, I'm going to kill you when we're done with this mission.
Becca, from the back, at this point, the smell is pretty damn overwhelming.
But no one else seems to.
Not a single other person seems to notice it.
Sir, apparently,
have I ever noticed scent with
their information is as
you can give me knowledge.
Carnal information.
Well, I suppose we can ask. We can ask information. We can ask him questions it's, while we're inside possible. Of him, just as easy as that.
I'll pay the damn credit.
It's like, it's like from the back. It's like,
yeah, all the privates are like.
It is possible.
Okay, group discount.
It might be. I mean, especially if she's using prostitution as kind of a front, a trapping. It's entirely possible.
Okay.
The ironic term, you know, like a honeypot, might have some literal connotation.
Yeah, honeypot is used in firewalls to attract. To attract knockers and stuff to...
Not quite what we're talking about. Different kind of honeypot.
Anyway. I know the other term for a honeypot, thank you.
Alright, so you're the one who's going in?
Well, so apparently all the guys are planning on going in.
That one at a time.
Can I go with them?
That'll add another... three? That adds 50 credits, but I'm sure Gertrude will like it.
Hmm. Yeah, it's like sense. Most of the squad.
He wants to go.
The,
no, she's saying three... A threesome.
Oh, okay. I don't feel comfortable with you going in by yourself.
No.
From a standpoint...
As suddenly all the new recruits go, is there something we should know about those two?
Is there something I need to know about her?
He's okay if he wants to. Anyone else?
I honestly don't want him to go in because I don't want them to decide that they need to kill our entire squad because of something that he tried to do.
Okay. So you're sending in me. Okay. That's fine. Yeah, I'll pay the extra.
It's like, you will likely...
If she says that she's got a bad feeling, I should probably respect that. Considering right. She's the...
Wiggity weird.
I wouldn't say wiggity weird.
She's more sensitive than most.
Yeah, she's sensitive than I am.
That's so sweet.
It's like, not a compliment, you pansy.
How much time do you have?
10 minutes.
10 minutes.
You've seen me cry?
Unless he can last longer, then Gertrude might give him a discount.
Ha ha!
All
right. You got 10 minutes.
All right.
Opens up the door and... Blah, 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 blah.
Oh, God.
You could barely call this music. But as you two kind of cross the threshold, you notice that in here are at least a dozen women. Tons of different forms of syringes... snorts, pills, all sorts of stuff just laid out all over the tables. Alcohol that you're pretty sure hasn't seen the light of any day. You sure not? They might have brewed that out of the slag that they melt down.
And you can see that metallic like that?
It's like, it's grog!
But of course, you know...
It's got battery acid!
But you do see that there are several of the rooms, and for you, you do notice that basically most of these women... Imagine bikinis or slightly less. But at the same time, each and all of them at least have a LAS gun, auto gun, or knife within hand's reach.
They're armed for bear.
And then the one who seems to actually not be coked out of her mind, you see, she's actually got this boom, heavy bolter. No kidding, heavy bolter with a strap on it. You can give me a common knowledge check if you want, asking you, as both of you have some military training.
What's that, just...
Smarts. Straight up smarts.
Oh, and don't you have a penalty to common knowledge, because you're an idiot of some kind?
No. I'm yellow, and I have a quirk, persistent foible.
Mm. A one?
And I have a minor enemy.
Nothing.
I have no idea.
Big gun. All right.
Not a damn thing. And she's loading heavy bolter rounds into the thing.
That gun is huge.
And then...
It's like, that goes on
Becca,
a tank,
the one thing you notice that Nathan doesn't... He starts kind of getting this glazed over look in his eyes. We're talking some sort of... He looks like he wants to stay longer than maybe 10 minutes. You, of course, don't notice that. And you smell pheromones, ladies in heat. The smell has become sickeningly sweet.
Ladies in heat.
And I'm timing them, by the way. And let me know once 10 minutes has gone by.
She closes the door. And she points down to the basically like the third room on the left.
How thick was the door?
Yeah.
Excellent.
Man.
Is she armed?
Her? Yeah, she's got a long lass.
The sex in here is strong.
As Sakagashi goes,
I don't know how to
relay that.
All right, proceed down the hallway.
You proceed down the hallway.
I'm looking out behind us, you know, just keeping...
Something's off here.
Most of the clothing, am I right?
And you, of course, kind of slide open the door, and you can see this obviously hyped-up chick, and she kind of... But she's got this kind of nice raven black hair, and she's got these tattoos literally starting from here, spiraling upwards. And it looks like some sort of basically flame.
Suicide girl. Alright.
And you'll notice that hanging directly over her kinky bed that actually has whips and chains, no kidding, already laid out, is a flamer. I kid you not, a fully loaded flamethrower directly over her bed.
Watch where your legs go.
And she kind of looks at you, too.
You don't actually accidentally kick that thing.
She kind of lets out this smile. She kind of... As you see, she starts grabbing some other toys.
Do you want out information? Ask her questions.
And as once you guys enter and actually close the door, the music actually is quieter in here than it was outside the place. Mm. You can still feel the, you know...
Yeah, but I can actually take out one of my earplugs and not fear.
Unfortunately, the volume and decibels actually fused it to your ear.
Uh-oh. And we thought we were trying to prevent hearing loss.
Your drums are pristine. They're just never going to air again.
Hey, you two. Go ahead, start getting undressed. Time is short.
I thought we were here for information.
Oh, you can pump me for information all you want.
You heard the lady. Get pumped. That's an order.
They've got the comm link open. Are you being
vicariously? That's a bunch of guys just sitting all around the box.
Are you being vicariously to me, sir?
After you said there's sex it's in like, here, give her the they shocker. Never it's like, give her the shocker.
It's like, what?
It's like, what the hell is a shocker? The guys are on the other. Do this. I'm not doing that. That's gross.
As a farm boy, you're probably like, I don't know what that is.
I don't know. It's like I said, I don't know what I'm doing here. I've never done this before. Well, I guess I will sit down and I will start asking about the tunnels because.
Yeah, I'm sure she has a lot to tell you about tunnels, if you know what I mean. Vagina.
I knew what you meant. The innuendo. You didn't have to spell it out to me. I'm not an idiot. My character might be an idiot. I'm not.
It's more fun that way.
And by tunnels, I mean vagina.
Yes.
I hope we're not hearing that.
And the hammer is my penis.
Yes.
This is not the hammer.
The hammer is my penis.
The hammer is my penis. Yeah.
Kudos to Nathan Fillion. Fucking awesome. I don't know. How do I do this?
You want to ask?
You get a running start.
Just go with it while you're asking.
You look like you're new to this. Do I need to guide you a little?
Probably.
This is your first time? Alright, well first you take everything off. Or not, just take off the lower half.
Yeah, for some reason I have a problem with ditching my armor. Call me crazy. It's mesh.
Well, I guess if that's your thing,
I guess I will slowly remove the bottoms. Hands over the front.
His wife, girlfriend,
teammate.
Well, okay then.
I am like, not a dancing bear.
Not an Escape Russia circus bear.
Unicycle?
I'm sure this is supposed to go there, so we'll figure this out. I guess I'll start trying an investigation while...
All right. Yeah, I'm sure she's being pretty thorough.
Go ahead and give me an investigation. See what you can pick up around the room.
Would that be notice or investigation?
Notice.
Okay. Well, yeah, it's different.
I'm sure she'll be thoroughly investigated.
Karma die, normal die. It's a 6.
Karma is feeding you well.
11.
All right. You're basically kind of taking a look around because right now you're trying to look anywhere but her directly in the eyes. And the flamer, that's new. That's like fresh minted IG equipment. In fact, you see the friggin' Aquila on it.
I'm not going to say anything. I'm not that stupid.
And you can kind of look around some of the other weapons she has lying around.
Come on, this is nice equipment would go so well.
This, you're not
nice. Wait, that's hot.
You're not kidding. You're pretty sure you've seen some of this at the requisition office.
So they've got an inside connection to the requisition office.
That's what you
quartermaster's getting him some.
Oh. What about me? Can I make a notice?
Yes, you can. Your notice is of a different nature.
Yeah. I'm highly interested in what.
Waiting to see like tentacles with teeth on it.
I got a 5.
5. She's been touched by the ruinous powers.
Ruinous.
Chaos.
Okay.
Repeatedly.
And you're thinking that's probably why he's actually obeying more than he probably should be. He of course, you know, in his mind is sitting here kind of doing the, you know, being kind of prudish. But his body language doesn't read that. Something else, he's living this. He's feeling it probably more than you think any guy probably should be feeling it.
And what about, do I know, since I can feel that about her, what would happen to him if they...
He will probably begin thinking with his other head permanently.
Oh. Okay. In which case,
no change. Alright.
What are you talking about? No change.
Wait, send him in.
We need to extend out the
if you know
the
what I mean.
Not sexual stuff until our 10 minutes is up. Okay.
Well, because once he goes off the deep end, there's no getting him back.
If she starts making advances, I will insert myself in this place.
Whoa!
Strong choice of words.
Yep. I think actually that was
pretty, a perfect choice of words.
Apropos.
Anywho.
I'm also counting.
Check the grenade launcher. Make sure it's
unloaded. I'm trying to ask questions as well.
Nathan, you.
I'm listening.
Go ahead and
I'm
make
listening
your
also,
check.
But
that's what this is contested against.
And a man word hurts.
I thought they hurt somewhere else.
You say some of the most eloquent questions that you come to your mind. You hear.
You guys are
there ain't nothing like this on the farm. Well, there was.
I am finding this amusing in the back part of my brain, and I will save it for later.
It's like, come on, man! Falcon punch! What?
What the fuck is a falcon punch? You want to get in here and do this? Be my guest!
Yeah! Yeah!
Like, are you recording that?
After about 10 minutes, you'll kind of hear a little ding go off, and she'll kind of go, "Oh, we barely even got started, dude. We can extend it."
It's already extended. Oh wait, you mean it? Oh.
We have others who are interested as well. We should go talk to them.
Four.
All right, you're starting to gain some level of idea, and but you're feeling lots of sensations right now, all over. You're just now starting to regain consciousness when you realize you're in handcuffs.
Oh, not again.
I was gonna
just
say,
roll with it! Normally you pay extra for that!
sadly, 10 minutes is all I have.
Oh, that all you can afford? Well, I guess it's a appetizer serving.
It's an amuse-bouche, if you will.
No.
Okay.
Keep the handcuffs. Gift from me.
You are so walking out there like that.
like no pants and handcuffs.
I reach down, grab my pants, carefully slide them on one leg at a time with both hands, work them
off. No. The
you
pants
can't quite get
on.
Your flak vest back on, though.
I didn't take it off.
You didn't think you took it off.
Can you grab that for me, please?
I will bring anything else. Yeah, that's...
And of course, as you're walking out, most of the coked up girls are like, "Woo!
Yeah!
Another like tally mark on this, like, you, which you realize
unconsciously, you know, that guy's like way around like, the room, know, walking with his hands, just like, you know, like flexing his pecs and stuff. He's walking, he can't help it. There's so much sex in the air, it's like, brain's going.
And of course, you know, when he steps out, you guys see him, you know, no shoes on. She's carrying
my hat, pants. My pants are on. My shirt, my mesh armor. She's carrying it.
And I'm just like handcuffs. And like
I'm like, like down here like this.
I can get those off of you.
Sir, I will happily take one for the team, sir.
It's like
we need to go.
Like just put your arms over to the side there. I don't want to unlock them if they're down there. I'm gonna actually accidentally stick a pick where it doesn't belong. I was actually gonna unlock them.
Well, you'll have to unlock. You can unlock one side at a time now.
We were gonna save those
for you.
Fine. Whoa. Okay. That one's staying on. The other one comes off though.
It's a memento.
Can I have my measure?
Actually, no. They both come off. Is it just a four?
Yeah, it's just a four.
Yeah, then they both come off.
I throw your stuff at you.
You might want to wash those. Or not, given the... depending on what...
I'll put my coat back on. Check my...
By the way, you don't actually remember a lot of anything. Once you kind of hit the first room, all you remember is kind of coming back. And you
get some fuzzy...
You remember seeing some Imperial stuff. But other than that, literally your brain has been awash.
It's like you pretty much blacked out.
I know I saw something important, but...
A naked girl?
Well, that too. But, no, something important. Something I know I should remember that I need to tell, but I can't.
I'm sure most of the squad would like to hear all about it. However.
Something. This for you!
What is it?
Never mind.
I don't.
You for this! Sorry, it was you for this!
Do you have anything to add to his somewhat lacking report?
Yes, she was evil.
Okay.
Evil.
So
that evil. Means
the same way his man was.
His man. What?
No.
Who?
The evil man.
What evil man? What? You mean that the Marine?
No more witchy speak. Just speak plain English.
The Marine. Chaos. Okay.
Yes.
Tainted.
Yes.
Oh God.
Don't worry, you didn't do anything.
Rummage a bit and pull out a little pocket Bible.
Rub that on your bits.
And then get
all
back
over.
I have spares. So did you notice anything?
I feel so unclean.
That was pretty out of the ordinary.
Well, yeah.
All right. They all had weapons, I remember that, but...
He didn't really know what he was doing. No, I mean, he wasn't thinking right.
I'd say.
I'll say he never actually even sealed the deal.
He couldn't think correctly.
Oh, I thought you said he couldn't seal the deal.
No, I wouldn't let him do that.
Why not?
Because I gotta work with him. And I'm the only woman on this team.
What the hell does that mean?
I didn't think you swang his way.
No, I don't know what that means.
We're all
women. Doesn't make sense.
She said swang.
It involves wang.
That is not your type of thing? Your comment doesn't make any sense.
I was concerned for your welfare in the future.
Oh. I think she wants to protect you from crotch rot, son.
Oh, yeah.
Man, you didn't wear protection?
No, oh, whoa.
So you
That's basic training.
It's like, you didn't wear protection?
Went in there.
This is my protection.
Got fondled by a chaos bitch and came back out. Now you don't know anything.
Yes.
That's pretty much it.
I'm missing parts of my memory.
Fantastic.
And I don't know if I would know as much about it
if as only I could scrub my body as clean as my mind.
There's
something important that I need to remember, but I can't remember it.
Hmm.
Out of character, the big heavy bolter on a strap, the one that was loading, that I can't remember
the
for
brand new flamer.
You remember how many armed people were inside? Do you remember how many armed people were inside?
There's about four in the front entry room. There's one who's directly in front of you who's kind of giving you guys odd looks.
Like every woman had weapons within range.
Reach.
Range of them, of their hands.
Do you see any other entrances or exits?
Any what?
Entrances or exits.
Oh, sorry. I was focusing on weaponry. I don't think so.
Well, we know of one other entrance.
We only walked from the one room with the door we went in, which was a sealed room. Which
occupado.
It was very quiet in that room.
So it's probably soundproofed of some kind.
Yes.
Fantastic.
I don't know if I would have noticed anything about the decor in the room, aside from Kinky.
Okay.
She had things I'd never seen before.
Your breasts?
Well, I'd seen those before. I am a farm boy. I just never had sex.
He's teats. A lot of teats.
Huge tracts of land.
How far of a drop is it, by the way?
You're guessing a good 20, 30 meters.
Oh!
Yeah. Told you it was high up. Mm-hmm. So, should we send it? I think
they're all kind of huddled around the Vox.
Sending it. Yeah. I think it's worth.
Where's the chicky poo who's guarding the front?
Sending in someone else. That's not
that. That's her.
Yeah.
I doubt she's guarding the front.
I could be.
It's like, these are not the whores you're looking for. It's like, yeah, they are. No.
She's cute.
What's she armed with, by the way?
Long rifle.
Oh, she's with a long rifle, like me?
Mm-hmm. But she also does, you can see she's got a knife with her.
Fabulous.
Okay. I wouldn't recommend going in there, if that's what you were thinking.
Well, we obviously didn't get the information we needed about the tunnels.
If you guys are going in guns blazing, you might not get much information.
Do you remember what I said about him not being able to think correctly when he walked in there?
If this is his first time, that's hardly unusual.
It wasn't because...
Are you sure?
Yes.
Oh.
Trust me.
So you recommend, should we go in again?
You will increase your danger every time you go in there.
Sergeant, I will gladly take one for the team, says Private Vasquez. And everyone else was like...
It's like, all right, well, who do we have that's strong-willed?
No.
The only thing... I mean...
And that massive, angry stereo.
In this short of a time span, the only thing I can think, which might be incredibly suspicious, is to send someone in again and actually, well, I would have to ask them questions and remember their answers. But that seems awfully suspicious to me.
Suspicious to them or suspicious
to... Well, yeah, it would be suspicious to them to have me go in there again, I think. But
they may not care.
They're all drugged out of their mind.
So then let's go for it. Let's send it.
Who do I get to go with next?
That's... Are these Amazons?
No, they're witch elves that I kitbashed for my Necromunda gang.
Nice.
You almost hit that.
So, she almost hit you.
Well,
heavy bolter chicky.
Whoa, Jesus Christ, that's huge. Almost as huge as my
rocket launcher.
Yeah.
Oh my God, testosterone.
That's what this place seems to be milking.
Yeah, it could. did I notice anything about the men that the women were with, or were there no men?
There were no men.
They were delicious.
That was another creepy thing. There are no men in there. They're all women.
Psycho.
Maybe it's a slow night.
Just say it. Make your decision, but I, you know, caution.
I think he's making
as caution.
As much as I hate to say it, are you willing to go in with him?
I don't care who I go in. I might be less discretionary with him. He knows what I told him, and he probably won't remember it when he gets in there, so.
I'm giving you guys another 30
seconds. What are
your
orders?
All right, let's
do I let her go in do with stuff him. With him, or do I stop it like I did with...
He's already weird. Who knows? He can probably take it.
All right. You're going to have to pay for me again.
He can't pay. He has no money.
I was kind
of... I'll pay for the both of you. Fine, whatever. Just... Dresses in there.
Damn!
Get some information.
You're the best sergeant ever.
We're after information. You.
God damn it! No time to start. I have a feeling someone has latrine duty when they get back to when we get back to camp.
Mm. All right. So Ethan,
another 200 or 150?
150.
Okay. He's not quite as attractive as he was.
You can't tell. He's got a fucking helmet on.
Once you enter here, you're getting much the same sort of feeling as him.
Wow, you have any filtration systems on that armor?
It's not the power armor, so no, just the character's armor.
You'll notice that, you know, he's starting to get the kind of glazed over look.
Wow, through the helmet she can see that shit?
I can probably tell by body language.
And you can, and she can also
he
feel.
He starts looking like he's about to walk towards a pork chop.
Yeah.
He's like,
and the thing is, she can feel emotion as well. She's a psyker. She reads minds, for heaven's sake.
Wow, the waiting is interminable. How'd you guys deal with this before?
With the box open. Can I, probably what I'm going to feel, can I notice anything else in this room while we're
now
walking
that
through it?
Go ahead and give me a good look, and you will, of course, also... You can give me a common knowledge check at plus two.
Yes.
Four for me.
I don't get you something.
Two. Six. 11. That's the same one I got.
13.
When you look at that heavy bolter... You recognize that as a Mark I. Mark I's were invented pre-heresy. That is a very, very old bolter, and Imperial Guard no longer even use that model.
They can't make the rounds for a Mark I, can they?
That is something old and something fierce. Now the question is if you'll remember it when you're done.
Well, I'll be asking him questions. As in...
I see the heavy bolter. I'll actually put the visor up.
Like, what is that? What is that noise?
And
that
look over in that direction.
And she looks over back at you and goes,
"What is it?"
And I just nod at her, going,
"She starts polishing the gun."
Funk.
What is it?
It's a Mark I heavy bolter.
Nice.
Old. Oh. Pair of guards don't even use those anymore.
Wow. Lock.
It's like Archaeotech. Sweet, delicious Archaeotech.
My brain is useful for more things.
All right, well.
And I'm assuming I see the flamer, too.
When you get over to her bedroom.
Oh, okay.
She's like, back already, honey?
I told you there were others.
Oh, I see. Babysitting.
All right.
Now you can give me a note. You'll also notice the flamer where you're kind of doing the... Huh. However, now you get your smarts check to let's see how much of your brain remains intact.
Roll better than me. Oh, yeah.
That'll work.
Oh, yeah. Keep them coming.
Worst part is...
All right. Ethan, you've had these type of girlfriends before. You're kind of like, doing the...
Oh, crazy bitches.
And who use their natural gifts to get what they want.
Their assets.
Yeah, your brain is pretty damn sharp. You're kind of doing the... Yep, you're smelling hot, passionate kinkiness, but you know what?
You're a crazy psycho
bitch.
That's
breakfast.
Careful. Can I look around the room this time?
Sure.
She's just scratching her.
Oh, I should have, like, kitty. Five.
You'll notice all the Imperial Guard stuff, too. The fresh Imperial Guard stuff.
Okay. I assume that's probably, the weapons are probably what he wanted to tell but couldn't remember.
Yeah.
Something
important. Well, go ahead and, that might take more than 10 minutes to take off.
Where'd you pick that up?
Huh? Oh, Hannah got that from one of her boyfriends.
Where's Hannah?
In her office. If you're looking to go for Anna, you're going to need a lot more creds.
Uh-huh.
Just saying. She might be worth it.
I'm sure she is. I think I'd like to go for Hannah.
Where's this office?
Well, then you'll have to go back out front and pay long shot.
What, is her office not here?
She's the one who deals with all the money transactions. Hannah won't see you until Longshot's happy.
If the snapper ain't happy, ain't nobody happy.
Is that the edge?
Yep. And this is basically kind of just a little railing.
Just here. Oh. I wouldn't look, guys. That's not a pretty sight.
So Hannah's got a nice boyfriend who brings her nice new shiny Imperial Guard weapons, eh?
Who brings you stuff?
Yeah.
Oh, I get my stuff from Hannah. She knows all the good connections.
I bet she does.
I take it Mr. Heavy Armor here ain't here for sweet somethings, is he?
He sure sounded like it before we got in here.
I was talking about my grenade launcher. I get all hot and steamy when I'm talking about it.
Oh, then you're gonna like big guns. She's, you'll probably see her out front.
She's the one with the heavy bolter, Mark 1.
The what?
The Mark 1 heavy bolter.
Yeah, the really big gun.
Mm-hmm.
That's why we call her big guns.
It's not because of her biceps.
Well, in order to wield one.
All I have to say is if we know she's in there, it's push her over the railing and everybody hit the deck as the wall gets chewed apart at, you know, head level from the inside.
Make your decision.
What decision?
I thought you wanted to go for Hannah.
I do. That's fine.
Oh, you want
Hannah
wait,
gets the flamer. That's fine.
Minutes.
I got 10 minutes.
Oh, okay, well. I'll shut up then and let you do your business.
Oh, there's no business going to be done. This crazy bitch. You're a crazy bitch.
Are we hearing this on the Vox?
Well, dirty talk does it for you. Go ahead, slap me. Sometimes it works.
It's like, I would appreciate if you would take at least the armored gloves off, but...
But, whatever.
What?
He's just like...
Oh, that ain't kinky.
As he cuts her in two, we're all like that's, oh, yeah,
kinky.
I'm just waiting for your character to go off right, the deep end and go batshit crazy and start unleashing all sorts of havoc.
10 minutes will, of course, pass and she'll kind of disappointedly say, well, time's up. Hope it was good for you. Mm-hmm. Certainly wasn't good for me. as we're all,
all
the as all the IP outsiders kind of like,
yeah, wasn't good for us either.
I'm just watching you guys all listening going,
it was more fun.
Was it more interesting?
Very much so, yes.
All you guys are escorted back out.
Damn it.
And the question is, do I remember everything?
Yeah. Your brain is well preserved.
In other words, he's tanked.
You're sitting there. You walk through all the drugs. See, farm boys never had that kind of experience before. You know, all
yeah,
came from a prison planet. Yeah,
you've seen that.
You look
before,
at them,
that's the commissary from where I come from.
You made your smarts check with the race. Yes, you remember. But the justification. That's usual for me. That's nothing.
Like that's Friday night. Like you're gonna. Uh-huh. We're talking
Friday
about
night. Like every night.
It's like.
Saturday night's all right for fighting.
Well, if you guys were listening in on the Vox, you know what went down,
or what didn't.
Uh huh. You want to go in and touch the skanky chaos bitch? You go right ahead.
Yeah, probably not.
So,
Keep scrubbing. Trust me. Keep scrubbing. All I gotta say.
So what did I hear
tentacles.
About a, what did I hear about a Mark?
Tentacles.
Mark one Bolter.
There's Mark one Bolter. Imperial Mark one Bolter in there.
Those haven't been made.
Girls called big guns.
Those haven't been made.
It's a common knowledge ship. You, Nathan, you already paid. Didn't make yours. It's some sort of big heavy Bolter.
I don't remember the big heavy Bolter.
I'll give him the history of it if I need to. You know.
Yeah.
Mark one. There are more marks.
Yeah. It's. I passed.
Yeah, then Mark
I thought
one.
The Mark V was the first one. That's the one we use.
Like, they count the other direction. No, they started out with the one.
So that's old. Like,
yeah, one no, when it was made, it was called the Heavy Bolter. When Mark II came out, then it became Mark I.
Yeah. Yes.
Why am I just finding this out now?
Because you're an idiot. Keep coming.
How the hell would they get something like that?
Ow.
Ow. How the hell would they get something like that?
Well, apparently Hannah's got connections.
Obviously.
Got a brand new flamer in there, too. Spanking new.
Really? I don't remember that.
Shiny.
That
costs a lot of money.
Still got the Aquila on it.
Well, we gotta figure out where all this equipment's coming from and figure out who
from
in the...
Hannah's boyfriend.
Hannah's got a boyfriend, apparently.
Okay, well, then it sounds like we need to talk to Hannah and find out who her boyfriend is.
She's apparently expensive.
Well, how expensive is Hannah?
$2,000. 10 minutes.
So you say that this lady is tainted somehow?
Yes. I didn't check all of the women, but...
as much as I hate to say it, it seems like you accomplished the most thus far.
Odd, I know. Must be the armor.
Hmm. Well, we need to talk to Hannah.
Yep. Do you actually have 2,000 credits at
Donnie? I do.
Yes, she does.
There you go. The hope is that you'll kill this bitch and get it all back.
Is this like beat up the hooker and get
kind of thing? This is how you beat up the hooker and get all the money.
Dude, I loaded a crack round in this thing a long time ago.
What thing?
His grenade launcher.
Oh,
that's the implosion one.
I just didn't know which thing you were loading. So
yeah, he's not going to be bending over for a while.
So, don't get kicked in the ass where you're going in there. That's what
No, because if it's a load of crack round, that's an implosion.
Yeah. <it's>...
Talk about puckering.
You know those vacuum toilets?
So, woo! All right.
That'll bring a smile to a bad man's face. Maybe I cross their eyes, too.
Yes, but, and I'll give them sort of my weapons assessment of what was in there. You know, I mean, they're pretty
loaded
heavily,
for bear.
Pretty loaded for bear, but...
Yeah, this isn't standard gang fare.
No.
No, you could, you could see them get las guns grade. And they've stuff got, like that.
They've got military-grade stuff in there.
So...
And we're talking... This is going to be... It has to be a connection, either... I would guess a connection deep black market, or...
Maybe.
Or it's going to be a someone on
the stuff was,
supply
was,
chain.
Like, you said the stuff was new-like, right?
Except for the still had the Aquila.
Hey, except for the Mark One, that is.
Except for the Mark One, obviously, but that's
if it's still got the Aquila, that means it's right
that,
off.
That sucker's still working.
Right off the lines, isn't it? Hmm. It means they have to have a connection inside the Imperial Guard.
Mm-hmm. On the supply lines somewhere.
Hmm. Now, are we actually producing that type of material here?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Manufactorums.
Well, I mean, we wouldn't be producing the Mark One, but.
But the las rifles and flamers and stuff, that's produced in manufacturers just on the outskirts of the cities. Or, you know, when they have it, they have the manufacturers on the moons.
I wish we could get some serial numbers of these things.
Need to get a hold of them.
Yeah.
Well, what do I have the feeling I'm going to be encumbered here in about 10 minutes?
That or dead.
Can I try to talk sniper shop with the Longshot?
Sure.
See if I can get a chance to examine her gun.
Sure. Go ahead and give me a persuasion. It's not my fault you're ugly. I mean,
yeah.
I'm gonna talk. Hey, bitch! Let me see your gun.
Okay, so persuasion. This is gonna be rough.
No.
Yeah. So basically, that was about the extent of it.
Keep jogging. I'm not for sale.
Well, that's certainly not gonna work.
I don't have persuasion either, and I'm the handsome one.
Well,
I'm just throwing dice. I'm not rolling.
That was a four.
Would they? I'm not rolling now. Being in there, is it just? Do I think it's just soundproofing that's in there, or what?
That's definitely soundproofing.
Okay, so
and it's got to be good considering how heavy this damn thing is.
Mm-hmm.
So do you take penalties if you don't? Half persuasion?
Yeah. Minus two.
An additional minus two.
It's a D4 minus two is what I'm
going to be. But my charisma would knock out the minus two.
That's why you're decent at it.
Mm-hmm. What is persuasion based off of?
Spirit.
Spirit? I could be half decent at it if I decided to take the skill. Buying a new skill is one
expensive.
Is 1 point, right?
One full advance.
One full advance. And you get it at D4.
Yeah. Well, I guess... I will cough up 2,000 credits.
These? Mm-hmm. Do these raise too?
No. Okay. It raises the max ceiling that you're skilled.
And that will get him inside.
Right.
Mm-hmm. No extras.
Uh-huh. Good luck.
Yeah.
We give you this pill.
He needs about four of those.
He probably still has two or three of them from last time. I know he ate one. I watched him.
They're like candy.
Okay. In the meantime,
shit.
Also, I'm assuming they're not letting us go in with weapons, so.
No, they do allow you to go in with something about a knife and a pistol size.
Yeah, so not the grenade launcher.
Not the grenade launcher. As long as I was like.
What about a communication device?
It's my helper monkey.
His communication device should be in his helmet.
Yeah.
And we'll just keep it open. So if
where did you get those?
Walmart.
That's gonna be make a nice snacky thing.
You should get some.
Yeah. Well, can we?
The whole week. Whole grain. They're not meat wise for a grape.
Yeah.
I think we should.
Right, we're good.
I still think we should agree on a safe word or a code for, a code word. I should give over the comm for you guys to come in.
Just go.
Shove.
Sawhorse.
Sawhorse.
It's unlikely to come up in conversation.
You didn't go in there.
Fair enough.
You pick the word then.
Turducken.
This has to be about stuffing things inside of other things.
So.
Alright.
Alright, so I'm going in with a knife and my. Oh, hey, I have that bolter pistol. That's a pistol, right?
That's a pistol.
I'm going to take that.
They don't even look surprised to see it.
It's mine. I'm taking it. It's mine.
I'm taking this. the bazooka?
Yeah, I'm taking it.
So everything's okay.
Yeah.
What do you mean everything's okay? You're taking a freaking bazooka!
Yeah.
It's okay, cool.
Love that movie. Yeah. All right. So I guess we can we get this approximate layout, and I'll try to get from you. We'll like huddle up and get
basically what you get plan. Is this area right mm-hmm. here,
right, and then the room with the flamer and is the flamer like attached to the bed or just
no,
hanging over?
It's just hanging over the bed, like you know, like a mantelpiece. That's all.
Okay, so it's not like
it's not even secured.
It's on like wall hooks.
Mm-hmm. Now I do realize I have a gas mask. Well, that's fine. That's nothing to do with gas.
Okay, just wanted to make sure. All right.
All the gas is coming from you.
Whoa! You might want to vent that armor from time to time, otherwise it'll get real unpleasant in there. So, gas! He takes off his helmet. No open flames. He's going to go up like a Roman candle.
So, want me to go in and ask her about all this good groovy stuff? And then give okay. the...
And we start, I guess, like putting together a kind of quietly trying to put together a battle plan over the comms to avoid the music and the yelling out battle plans.
I'll let you know that it's effectively soundproofed inside.
Well, I'm trying to.
Yeah, I know, but I would let you know that obviously.
Sure.
That big boom out here probably won't be heard in there.
But her screaming over her own comm system as she falls to her death would probably be heard out in there.
She can't scream if you slit her throat.
She's been having the.
Well, she's been radioing ahead. She obviously has some communication.
Opening the door for them.
Yeah, she basically kind of like she just taps her neck is all she really does, and the door slides on open.
She's got one of those embedded fancy.
Well, you'll move past, and you'll notice basically now that you take a look at it, Big Guns is the one who's actually standing directly in front of the boss's door.
Hey, like, sexy. I was talking to the gun.
Like, hey, sexy. Yeah, pretty much, hey, sexy. I'm talking to the gun.
Nice. She's my baby.
Did, what's her name? Hannah get you that one?
Hmm?
Hannah get you that?
Kinda.
It's nice.
It's old.
It is.
I need to make friends with
Hannah.
And
it's in good shape.
Mm-hmm.
Alright, so we'll, like I said, try to put together.
Give me an Ostrich since you got close to it. Let's take a good look at it.
A map noting all the different places where there are armed people, hoping they are coked up enough to be like terrible shots. And.
11.
13. 13? The Aquila symbol on that one was scratched off long ago with a lot of malice.
Alrighty.
So that may be Chaos Marine.
Chaos Marine got lucky. He's like, I'm going to give you my baby.
Alrighty.
So,
as soon as you enter this hallway, you can't hear anything they say.
Which would probably be fairly noticeable.
Mm-hmm. In addition, once you cross this doorway and the door closes behind you, it is silent. And you guys can't necessarily hear him either.
Okay.
I ask him to respond, and he doesn't. I was like, all right, well, he's a big man. He'll take care of himself.
All right. Sliding on in there, you see a attractive woman who's probably still in her mid-40s or so. You'll notice that she seems to actually be working on a desktop computer, effectively. She's sitting there typing. You'll notice that she's, of course...
Packard Bell.
You'll notice that she's actually in kind of more of a businesswoman type of outfit.
Rather than a business hooker.
Yeah, she's in a power suit.
Not a power
suit. What? Damn it, I keep hitting
and
the
escape
key. Within the easy reach of her, you can see that she's also got a bolt pistol as well. She kind of, as you enter the door, she kind of looks up and takes a look at you. Go ahead and give me a smarts check.
Yes, have some.
Seven. You can start to feel your mind is getting foggy. You're still in control of yourself, but you can start feeling it getting foggy. Oh. Hello there.
Hello.
Ooh, it's a lady.
We don't get many of your type in here very often.
Really? When was the last time you had one of my type in here?
Couple weeks back now.
Yeah. Was he an orange or was he not an orange?
Oh, he was one of yours. I think I remember his name. Karis? You recognize the name. He was one of the guys who splashed down with you.
And you haven't heard from him since.
How that was okay.
Literally, like on the day you crashed, you must have gotten somewhere near here.
Right.
He landed in a whole pile of women.
That has not looked back.
He's probably chained to a wall somewhere in here. Yeah, he's crazy, bitches.
Mm-hmm.
Crazy, crazy, bitch.
Hmm.
I'm sure that's a song, too.
So you seen any other... You seen any other of my kind wandering about, say, in black?
Oh, no, I ain't seen any of those.
What have you seen?
Oh, just seen some nice administration officers who are looking for a particularly good time.
Mm-hmm.
I've also spoken with a priest.
Mm.
He showed me the way to a priest. Higher way.
Oh. This said higher way involve brand new Imperial Guard weaponry?
Oh, those are just little gifts. They can't help themselves.
Oh, I'm sure. You seem to have a... you and your people seem to have a good power over menfolk.
Doesn't they have a strong influence on the weak-minded?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for sending in the weakest-minded person for the first time.
Well, what can we say?
Little do you guys know, I have a smarts of D8. So.
Yeah, no, I'm talking about me. No, yeah. I have a smarts of D4.
My patron has given us all gifts.
Mm-hmm.
First thing I'm raising when we make it to the next rank at, what is it, 20 or 25?
20.
I'm raising my fucking smarts.
Hmm.
I've gotten smarter as time progressed. It was the whole reason he was stupid was because he was a farm boy. He didn't have the...
And who would your patron be?
His ignorance is sloughing away.
Yeah, as he's rapidly encountering stuff that's way beyond his grasp.
The great god of artists. Yeah. And decadence, Slaanesh.
Mm. Chaos.
That's not Slaanesh. That's delicious.
That's heresy.
Give me some of that.
It's only heresy to the lapdogs of a dead emperor. Mm. It's not our fault. We still worship the corpse.
It's like a dead emperor. You done fucked up now.
Or not.
So I gather you've been bringing in nice, unsuspecting troopers and ones of my ilk and subjecting them to this kind of
troopers.
Unholy teaching.
Troopers, yes. They need some place to retreat to with the horrors of the orcish invasion. They just need a pair of nice, comforting arms to hold them.
That's what she said.
Your other friend, though, I'm afraid he had a nice price, and someone else was looking to buy.
Oh?
Someone's buying.
Someone's buying my kind.
Oh, yes.
Hmm. How much does one of my kind usually run?
6 digits.
It's like about 400 yards, and then they fall right over.
6 digits.
Essentially, at this point, with the comms down, I'm trying to space it out for the full 10 minutes as much as I can.
You mind if I see the NPC?
So, you know, do I see anything around the office at all?
Basically, you're kind of looking at, you know, bookshelves, a nice couple of ficus plants.
The fact that she has a computer should be fairly fucking impressive, considering they use humans for computers.
I also note there's no bed in here.
There is a nice big desk.
Uh-huh.
Hey, I was just pointing out.
Now this
you didn't even have to use
one of
hands.
My kind that you saw.
When I said the situation
a while ago, did you see him personally, or was it one of your lesser girls?
Oh yes, I saw to him personally, and then I personally saw him down to the tunnels.
Oh, the tunnels, yes.
Wait, are these the tunnels over there, or are we still talking about something in here?
I personally saw him down to the tunnels with the mutants, the freaks.
The misjudged.
The freaks, right.
And they were the ones who happily took care of him.
Mm.
Transported him to the buyer.
So,
You happen to know the name of this buyer?
Oh, yes. He leads a small little cult dedicated to that freak god, as you would call it.
Mm-hmm. As any sane person would call it, yes.
What was your fighting skill?
I'm afraid you're going to be going the same route, my friend.
Oh, really?
Are you quick?
Well, no, by a quick draw. So.
She draws and fires.
Okay.
Assuming that we're working on a 10-minute time frame here.
He's not back out in 10 mm-hmm. in 11
That's why
minutes
I was trying to stretch it out to 10 mm-hmm. minutes.
Oh, no,
as close as I could.
Four will easily hit you.
I'm planning on having you
10
armor.
AP 4.
And then
10 AP 4.
I'll take the door.
That will shake me. My armor gives me an AP toughness 12. So that puts it down to an 8, 10. Yeah, so that's shaken.
All right. You're up.
Okay, well, I'm going to try to come out of my shaking first.
Oh, this is what bolt arounds when they feel like when they're on you. Owie.
Yeah, I know how that feels.
Hey, you got a new shoulder.
I do not, but I will just spend that to come out of my chicken.
Yeah, you probably don't want to take another couple rounds of bolters.
Well, no, I spend that. I spent the thing to come out of shaking so I can act.
Yeah, go ahead.
Quick draw and I shoot back while trying to move and make myself less of a good target. You know?
Hiding behind the ficus plant?
Like, can I go back through the door?
That door does not hit.
Okay, oh, well, great. I do that, and then obviously I'll try to make myself a moving target to make myself harder to hit.
Shit,
thing.
Forward roll.
Freeze!
That would be a 4.
You will miss her as you hit the cover.
We'll try that again. Come on. That would be a much more than a... Well, maybe not, but a...
9.
9 will just hit. Well, not just hit, but yes, it will only hit.
Mm-hmm. He didn't hit with a raise. She's probably got half cover, which is minus 4.
The 11 AP 4.
11! That will shake her. You're up again.
Alrighty.
Shoot the bitch again!
It's like, wait, she's... I run right over there, put it right up against her head, and blow it.
That will hit with a raise.
15.
There you go.
So.
Oh!
Now we're talking.
26. Owie.
Keep rolling. You're not doing so well with mini-bosses, are you?
So 26.
36. Alright, well, let's start this vain attempt.
Oh, damn. It's the beginning of a combat round. Which is, okay.
Second. Benny. 11. Let's see. You did
36.
That's going to be 9 wounds. She
really
absorbed
tough,
2.
That suit.
It's just like, you're like...
How much time do I have left?
You are not gonna fuck the course. You've got a good 4 minutes.
Like, oh, okay.
I'm gonna get out of here.
Take the computer.
Yeah, no, it's a desktop, so it's like a desktop, so is it like a CPU and then a monitor?
No, it's just basically one box.
Okay.
And it has a hollow lid.
Is there anything... Well, screw it, I have a knife. Okay, I proceed to stab the body numerous times to make sure that it's dead.
Yes, it does actually stay dead.
All right,
saw its head off.
What? There's no head left.
Right.
I think he killed her.
Then I take the heavy bolter and rummage through everything.
Her bolter pistol?
Mm-hmm. Her bolter pistol.
But give me a notice check. This is to represent your searching.
Do you not have... Oh, that's right. Notice, there is no search unless
there
you
is
have
no
investigation.
An investigate is usually just interpretation of the facts.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's like logic.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck logic.
12.
12. Okay. You can easily find that she actually has a series of buttons on her chair that she apparently didn't get time to push after you've now mutilated the corpse.
Stab.
In addition, there is a secret compartment in... a secret compartment in the bottom of one of her desk drawers.
Ooh.
Inside are a series of papers. As far as you can tell, this actually looks like
a... The thing is, I'm illiterate.
Okay.
That's hilarious.
All you see are, you know, like, lewd pictures and whatnot.
Meh.
He's just like, he's just
if
like,
it looks important, I'm taking it.
He's like, he, like, opens the visor and shoves it down through the armor into his chest piece.
And you'll notice that she also had 10 more bolt rounds that she didn't get to fire.
Yeah. Alrighty.
Gun holds like 6 rounds, I think.
A panel with buttons.
3 buttons specifically. Or they 12, have labels.
It holds 12 rounds.
What are the labels?
They're all words.
Oh, wait. Duh.
Huh. There's a red one, a blue one, and a green one.
That would be a good time to have a great insight.
Yeah, that's not going to help. It gives me skill, but...
Like literacy?
It doesn't give me literacy all of a sudden.
I can't use give my card skill for that, can I?
What's the card say?
Get a clue.
What's the wording on the clue?
Play this card for a clue from the Game Master for some advice or a hint on how to resolve a current predicament or problem.
I just tell him to push on the buttons, but that's just me.
No, you can't have my card.
Okay, now, after rummaging and whatnot, how much time do I have left at this point?
About a couple minutes.
The waiting is interminable.
Red is usually bad.
Press all 3 buttons.
All right.
So green. I go green up to red. So
all right, green. Basically, the music. You guys instantly hear the music basically cut, and out. And suddenly, all the gases in here are unleashed outside. That means everyone outside now needs to give me smarts checks,
including me.
Except for you, you're female.
Oh dear God.
That's a 4. 7.
And then I'll get up and well, I'll see what happens after I press the other 2 buttons.
5.
You know, I should probably be wearing my gas mask after that shit.
Oh, should I roll for these guys?
Yeah, oh yes.
Oh, right.
Let me know if anyone
smarts check.
Let me know if anyone rolls a 1 specifically as well.
Yeah.
Taco got
that 8.
11.
Private Vasquez got a 1.
All right.
Finnegan got a 9, and Martin got a 5.
Mason got a 9 as well.
Okay.
Babbling in Spanish.
So, only Vasquez. Alright. The blue one, basically you can hear an alarm start going off. And when he pushes the red one, the support pillars explode. As you feel the tower start doing this.
Ride the tower!
Like, huh. That's what that one does.
Inside here, you quickly hear a ch-ch-ch-ch as it seals over. And then in comes a bunch of foam. to protect that little apartment.
Well, when the building starts to fall, I push Miss Sniper Lady over the rail.
Yeah, we'd been working on
agility checks, because okay. This is to represent how well you take the fall.
Just making sure.
Mason got
out of character. Sorry, guys. The character's
Taco got a 1.
Taco got a 1.
Don't land on the box. You're replacing it. Yeah. 7 for me.
Are we talking like regular pass type of
agility? Yeah, all you need is a pass.
What's okay. A pass?
A 4.
4. Vasquez got a 2.
Oh, wait, I get to roll 2 dice. Hold on.
Okay. No. Everyone else?
I would burn another Benny if
I can. Can I burn another Benny?
You can burn as many Bennies as you want. There's no limit on how many Bennies you can burn in a round.
Holy
Are
shit.
Are you kidding me?
Why don't you roll some different dice? Here.
Your dice usually roll well for me.
Okay, so let's see.
I had what? Do not roll on the paper.
20
paper
rounds
does not allow the die to roll.
For the first bolt, are the both rounds the same?
Mm-hmm.
There we go. Okay. So
12.
I now have I fired what? Twice, 3 times.
Now it fucking rolls well for you. 20. So,
yes. 20.
Like 2, rounds. 2, 1,
all right.
1.
20. You pass.
It took me
pass,
too
pass.
Many, but I got a 20.
I take it Martin passed.
Everybody passed except for those two.
All right.
Becca had to burn all her bennies.
Okay, so now I have another bolter pistol. Now I'm using
it. All right.
Covered in foam.
And now I'm in a cannoli.
I think I actually am writing it down.
Yeah, she hops up on the side of the building. She's, woo! Now, she's got a 20.
The whole building is coming down?
The whole tower is coming down.
Okay, all right.
The whole tower.
And the building, the inside heard, boom, and the building started to shift. I looked at it and I went, poof.
That'll take care of all the women inside here.
Mm-hmm. Not the way we intended, trust me.
They were.
Funny thing is, the comms are out. You guys have no idea I just did that.
We have no idea what the fuck happened.
Yeah, we don't know it's your fault.
Exactly.
We will probably, if
these two guys.
Crazy chaos, bitch, man.
Those two guys
totally
take 21 points of damage as they basically are crushed.
So they get squashed.
Everyone else who's outside takes 15. As basically you guys can find things to hang on to, mm-hmm. to lessen the fall, to roll with mm-hmm. it.
So
you take 15.
So everyone
my toughness is a
7.
My armor gives me a +4 from the mesh armor, and I have a pot helm, which is +3.
Well, this
ignores armor.
So this ignores armor?
This ignores armor because gravity doesn't care how much armor you're wearing.
So
gravity's a bitch.
Yeah. Gravity is a harsh.
You said what, a 12?
15.
15, so that's a wound.
Mm-hmm.
How many
two wounds. 4 points above 4 points above your toughness is a wound. So yeah, they all fucking die.
My toughness 10, is a 5.
10.
So you took 15, that's 3 wounds.
It's 2. Because that's 10.
Oh.
15 minus 5 is 10. It doesn't quite meet the 12, so you take 2 wounds.
So my toughness is a 7.
Okay, so you'll take 15 minus 7 is 8. That's 2 wounds.
Yeah.
Just barely.
So we pretty much all take 2 wounds, except for them who...
Who all die horrible deaths.
Do they have a chance
except
to...
Except these guys, you do get a check to actually see if they survive. To see if they stabilize. These guys, unfortunately, dead.
Dead beyond belief.
This guy was dead to begin with.
Yeah, here.
Well, he, as soon as he rolled...
Survived.
As soon as he...
Well, as soon as we roll, we'll find out.
As soon as he rolled a 1 on his smarts check, he became basically a thrall of Slaanesh.
You.
But he got crushed anyway, so that...
Yeah, he's like, for Slaanesh! For Slaanesh! All right.
He just that looks like a chaos.
Going to start rolling D6s, guys. Martin, roll a D6.
I'm sorry if
I killed. I don't have anybody to roll for. I'll roll for one of you guys. I'll roll for Private Finnegan. How about that?
I have Mason.
Oh.
Who has Martin?
I've got Martin and Finnegan over here.
No. Oh, you. Okay.
Okay, I'll roll for Martin.
Well, this is really easy. Now you all just get one character.
5.
5. He did survive, but he is in no way happy.
Who's next?
Finnegan.
That's what you get for bucking authority.
Finnegan actually is standing up going... Holy shit!
What
the hell?
He landed in a window cavity and just like the whole tower collapsed around him.
This is all. He just starts dancing a jig because he's obviously Irish.
All right, then we come to our wonderful Medigan, or not medic.
I am sorry if I killed your squad.
Me,
not my character.
He is alive but unconscious. Then we have armor. Two.
Splat.
He is toast.
Guess there'll be no Coltrane in our game.
I will allow you to spend a Benny on his behalf if you wish. It's 8:30.
8:30? Two.
Fuck it. Nope. All right.
He's dead.
And thus is the harsh existence of the Imperial Guard. Not killed by any enemy. Killed by gravity. All the bitches are dead.
And gravity and what amounts to friendly fire. Alright, can, save that railgun? Or can we come dive back in for that heavy bolt?
Once the debris is kind of clearing, you guys all can't tell. I'm doing the...
This is a fascinating
You guys
experience.
See this nice little safety room that literally just does kind of block a metal. There is a door.
I'm going to search for...
They said about the
heavy flamer. I'm going to search for that flamer.
You see scorch marks where...
It exploded.
The flamer blew up.
that was enough to crack a tank.
What about the heavy bolter? That Mark 1 thingy?
Are you guys worried about who's in the room?
No. No.
Whoever's in that room is probably going to be fine in there for at least a few more minutes. I want to look for that heavy boulder.
I'm worried who comes out of that room is going to kill us.
The heavy boulder is indeed crushed.
I'm going to fuck up whoever comes out of that room because of what they did.
All right, everybody who's remaining, let's take up, find some cover.
Finnegan's like, yes, sir!
Lucky the Irish. All right.
Last we saw, he fell off the side, then the whole thing went back, and then we're all getting back up and going, oh, is everyone okay? He just walks up, and his nose not a scratch on it. Like,
I know in time! I went for the pizza! Don't like a donut!
Like some potatoes!
I got some corned beef and cabbage!
That's more of
a... Where the hell did you...
I don't want to know!
It's just...
is the long last
any equipment in here is toast?
No, he's talking about the long last for the girl. Oh. I pushed off head first.
her long last is actually intact, and so is she.
No, she's not anymore.
She was just unconscious,
but I don't give a shit.
Yeah, she's gone now.
Pick up her gun.
Fair enough.
Chuck it towards you.
It smells heavenly.
I love sniper rifles so much. Wait, no, this is different, wrong kind of love. I get the serial number off.
Get your money back.
Yeah. Okay. Get looter pockets.
Get all our money back. Take my 125 credits back.
Yeah, my 2,000.
Yeah, no shit. Well, 2,150.
Yeah. Is there any more money in there?
No, not really.
Okay.
Right. Business was slow today.
Okay. It's a Tuesday.
Eventually, after a couple minutes, the foam melts around you.
After a couple of minutes?
Good.
Has he been breathing well this whole time, I hope?
Well, it's porous material.
You're just like, yeah, good nap. All right. Let's see what happened out there. That sounded fun.
I'll walk to the other side of the desk. Actually, I'll drag her corpse. Stab. And go towards the door.
Everybody find cover and target
opening
that
the
door.
You see their last guns and a lot of ruins. And you could swear you're on ground level again.
I used to be taller.
Did I miss something?
Did you do this?
As they all look.
Presumably. I dragged the corpse out.
The headless corpse.
Shoot him on just sheer principle. I know it won't injure him through the armor, but it's like, God damn it, you almost killed us all!
It did kill half of...
That's a panic check, guys.
It's like, you killed 3 people.
Because your sergeant is alive. You didn't panic.
Cult of Slanish.
Yet not the ones you killed. There's no way for me to like court martial him or anything.
He's
since
a space
he's outside
marine.
Of the of our,
he is outside imperial right. jurisdiction.
Right.
Son of a bitch.
Don't you give me that juris my diction crap. All right.
Ah.
No such thing.
I make a note of this. I make a note of this in my report.
So do I.
We should probably leave.
So,
anyway,
so what the hell happened in there?
Oh, she's running a cult of Slanish. She's been selling people to mutants down in the passages who are presumably working for this. She called him the buyer, who's been buying, very interested in buying Space Marines. Apparently, bought one of my comrades.
Oh, I guess their organs will be worth so much more on the black market because they have extras. So,
yeah, because we never get anything done.
So,
except killing your own teammates, for fuck's sake!
Not my teammates.
So, is there any...
They weren't wearing orange.
We'll see what you think about that next time you're in the middle of a firefight and getting your ass shot up.
What else is new?
So, is there, do you have any proof of that?
Proof? Oh, yeah, she confessed entirely.
Yeah, so, I don't think that'll stand up in... A court of law.
I go into the room. Oh,
yeah. There is a computer in there.
Mm-hmm. You'll notice the three indented buttons.
Oh, right. I can't read, so here you go.
It's basically the cult book for the Cult of Slaanesh. It's made out of baby skin, and I'm not kidding.
Why did that book make a slurping sound when it hit the ground?
It cries a little. And I'm not joking either.
I'm not touching that ever again.
There's your proof right there. Since you were asking.
And you had that thing inside your armor?
Ugh. Yeah, I need to go scrub. Vigorously.
Alright, so we'll take the computer.
Ping!
In its entirety. Anything mm-hmm. else of value in
I'll
the
put,
room? Or
I'll put the...
Not really. It doesn't look like she actually handled it.
Actually, I'll burn the book.
You're in charge. You can tell her.
You'll burn it.
He needs to carry the book.
We're going to find...
He just burned it.
Hey, you're a space marine. Your word is good enough. That's what space marines are taught.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, duh.
Like I said, so she just confessed to me entirely, so I torched the book.
All right. I evidently have no power over you.
Time to pick up our unconscious comrades and get them on their feet and drag the bodies of what's left of the rest of our team back to at least be properly detailed.
Somewhat inauspicious beginning.
Oh, I'd say we did pretty good. And then I march off towards...
All right.
Fucking swear. It's going to be the death of us all.
All right, so you guys haul the corpses on back to, you know, there's a lot of people who are kind of like, Firefly, whatever.
It's like they all heard the fucking tower go.
It's like, that's not a firefight. He's got a fucking piece of rebar stuck through his chest. Vicious fight, man. It got down to the point where he had to stab each other with rebar. Don't you have like a knife to break?
Okay, so
you guys make your way topside.
Yeah.
And of course, you know, you walk back into the Imperial Guard camp, and a lot of people are just like,
"We're covered in dust and sex
and gore.
It was dust,
every
blood,
one
and
of us
sex.
Is bleeding."
I bet you look fabulous right now.
Those guys had
ain't no party like a Sergeant Pierre party, because ain't no, a Sergeant Pierre party don't stop. No, never mind.
Those guys were on R&R.
Dude, I don't want their type of R&R. All right, so the corpse is gone.
I go straight to report to.
Medical attention.
The space.
Oh yeah, you guys.
And we also, who would be the appropriate person to report this to? Given, is there an appropriate person to report this to? Given
the only person you have a hope of. Now, what is your hope, to report it or to get him in trouble for it? Because if you're looking for...
Him. Okay.
No, we're just trying to keep our asses from getting in trouble and getting busted.
We are trying to avoid us
getting court-martialed
for violating orders, even though we didn't. We're trying to find someone who would be sympathetic to our version of the story.
Sympathetic, that might be a bit hard to find, but you can't always just report to your superiors, but they might not necessarily be sympathetic.
Hmm.
We just want to make sure we don't get our asses busted down to, like, cleaning latrines for the rest of the war.
Okay.
How many eaves you get for that?
How many what?
Eaves. Experience points.
Not enough to level.
No. Do we level?
No, you're cleaning shit!
No.
Forever! You shoveled shit for the rest of the war!
It's chaos poo.
Oh.
And that means it fights back.
So we might actually level.
So yeah, we actually are shooting it
and flaming it and all that.
All right.
You reported mm-hmm. to your superiors that basically you guys uncovered a chaos cult
mm-hmm.
here inside the town. And a lot of people basically go, okay, that you only lost three men, that's completely acceptable losses.
Would have lost less. Would have probably lost less if you hadn't blown the fucking tower.
And of course, you're the space marine. Let me load his name up again.
Caracas or Karras? Or the other guy, the missing one. Or you're talking about his superior.
I'm talking about commander.
Ah.
Arcanos. He's like,
I give him full detailed report.
Yeah.
I don't sugarcoat it at all. Tell him Cult of Slaanesh, why we went there, what
sexy
happened,
women.
six women, the weapons
sexy.
That were there, what we found out about how they were getting, Imperial stuff with Aquila and all that stuff, the book. So I blew up the tower and killed all of them.
And killed half of the Imperial Guards.
Yeah, there were three Imperial Guards that lost their lives, valiantly defending, of course. But
yeah, they were behind the sofa the whole time. They really should have looked further.
Omelet eggs, you know.
You only lost three Imperial Guardsmen that...
Uh-huh.
They're always there.
I don't know what their problem is. Really.
Their lives are always in the last place.
Hello, Cultus Lannis. They had a book bound in, like, baby skin. Yeah, well, burn that sound bit.
I'm guessing they probably lost... They would have lost more people had you not acted. You should be proud of what you did.
Thank you, sir.
Although, I really would recommend eventually learning how to read.
That book would really have been quite interesting had you taken the time to peruse it. So.
No, he might have not, you know, blown the tower support button. Actually, you know,
yeah.
Learned how to read.
Yeah. Were they actually labeled something?
And I will,
not useful.
And I will show him the heavy bolter I got.
The bolt pistol.
The bolt pistol and whatnot that I confiscated from the
leader. Heavy stuff. Yours now.
A trophy of war.
It's like, I'm doing a John Woo this bitch!
and I tell him about how she was selling, you know,
selling one of your brothers off.
Selling brains.
I give him his name, and I tell him everything.
You will go reclaim him.
Yes, sir.
You are dismissed. All right. To the guys who are in surgery. Your wounds are at 2.
Me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're patched up. You are patched up. You are patched up and no new bionic parts. Your pilot will be in your ace is in extensive care, but the medic is up and about.
Mm. Wow! First there were 10, now there are 5.
That's almost like we didn't get any new men at all. So, I will. Like I said, I will try to find someone who is sympathetic to our issue with the Space Marine, as well as trying to figure out who the most appropriate person would try to be to hand off this computer full of presumably horribly incriminating data about the
quarter.
That's
a simple street and
such. Fuck. You say simple. All right, everybody, huddle up. Who's... All right, Vasket. Fuck. All right.
What is it?
Streetwise.
Oh. 4.
Congratulations. You basically being kind of talking around saying, hey, you know, who would I drop this off with?
Yeah, you know, do we have a whistleblower policy? Like, is that what you're looking for flyers in the break room?
you find that basically the person you all drop the computer off to is the intelligence officers. And you will probably never hear what's on the contents of it ever again. But that's
probably a good thing.
Mm-hmm. We'll just notice that some of the people in higher positions of power suddenly just go missing from their job.
However, finding a commander who's sympathetic to your cause, basically you get the name of one guy. But he is widely reviewed by most of his superiors, equals, and lessers as a bit paranoid.
He must have served with a Space Marine as well.
Watch out for your cornhole, bud.
That guy is a little on the tinfoil hat side.
Mm.
Basically, you find that he is actually an off-worlder. He goes by the name of Commander Gong.
Gom?
Gong. G-O-N-G. Gong.
Like,
does he have his own show?
Duck with a cigar and... Yeah, but, okay.
Does he have his own show?
I don't know.
No Gong show?
Oh, darn.
Okay.
But he's widely reviewed as kind of a bit off-kilter.
Right.
Well, I don't see what the harm would be. I mean, it's not like... what are we going to do? Get assigned somebody competent?
Hmm.
I don't think we're going to be able to get rid of him. Even if we got him transferred to another planet, he'd find his way back to us. It's like a damn dog.
Hmm. All right, well. Wait, you said he's paranoid?
The off-worlder? Yeah. Mm. Tinfoil hats and everything.
Hmm. Why don't we do this, then? I go and I type up an anonymous report of, you know, the taking down of a chaos cult and the insidiously stupid and reckless actions of a unhinged space marine,
which is all maybe space marine,
which may resulted in the destruction of a smelt works and
the death of
countless citizens and the loss of hundreds of jobs.
They hit the economy!
That's what those space marines are for, to ruin our jobs! They took our jobs!
I use my stealth skills to deposit it someplace where he would find it without it being traced back to me.
Alright, so you deposit it.
How's that for paranoia? Let's feed that to it.
That man's gonna be walking around with a tinfoil hat and a fucking an EMP detector. They're using electromagnetic pulses now to control our brains. Well, then a tinfoil hat ain't gonna do shit for you, is it, buddy?
No, it interacts with the waves and keeps my head warm.
Suddenly, he's realizing his brain is being microwaved. Mm.
Okay, well,
What? Sorry, the cats are like huddled up on the blanket on the couch.
Mm.
All together. It's just amusing. It's like there's this whole entire couch on the, and they're all like, we hate each other, but we're warm.
It's like we're all like back to back to back.
Yeah. Like,
okay.
All right.
So yeah, I guess that's it. Wait, I also okay, so we have delivered the computer, I'm assuming, or we just found out
we could. I found out where to take it. We'll take it there and drop it off.
Yeah, we'll take it there. And do you have any need for this rifle? You just got a new one.
I just got a new one. Yeah.
Okay. I'll submit that also as evidence of goods that have gone.
This is the only remaining functioning stolen goods or
misappropriated
goods.
And be careful, it smells funny.
Stick that in the microwave for a little bit.
It's a lap. All right. That's an awfully long microwave if they're going to be sticking a long rifle in it.
They normally put soldiers in there.
Oh. Okay. Well, I guess that's that. So our two remaining men is like, so, welcome aboard.
All right, sir.
I like you.
Could have been worse.
There's only three of them left. Mm. Half of them are gone.
That's about what I was expecting the first session of part one, but that's just me.
Yeah, and somehow almost all the ones that have survived are his. Yeah.
And one other one.
No, two other ones.
No, one other one. Only three survived.
Yeah, he's in intensive care.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess he's probably not participating.
Armor's dead, dude.
Is he?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, he died a horrible death.
Never mind.
He managed to make the fall, but then on his
stabilization,
he went and popped it because you rolled a one.
Feel free to redistribute these guys.
Twice. Rolled a pair of twos.
Yes.
Rolled
a two bennies and still rolled a
two. Like, fuck it, he's dead.
Yeah. I'm using all my bennies.
As he should be.
Yeah. He's a football player. He's big. He falls hard.
The bigger they are, the harder they fall. Game true in this sense.
Yeah, it's gravity. It's a bitch.
Armor won't save you.
It's one of those laws, too, somewhere.
Hmm.
So, all right.
Unlike the space marine, we actually have to adhere to the laws.
Well,
space marines were made so they didn't have to.
The onion, which was followed by 15 minutes of all the different Supreme Court justices going, I am the law. They're talking about how executions were totally badass. I love the onion. Onion is awesome.
Okay, so I guess we get to. Well, we still have mutants. We still have a Chaos Marine to go hunt for.
We still have a Chaos Marine, a missing Space Marine, a missing people, for that matter.
Well, the missing people aren't necessarily our task.
Your task is to sit here at base.
Well, yeah, we could do that.
That's not my task. I have my orders.
Good luck with those orders. I think I'm going to set this one out.
Yeah.
Okay.
So the, let's see, looking for missing, do we have a, did you even tell us that there was a missing Marine? Mm-hmm. That conversation wasn't even relayed to us, was it?
No, I would have told you everything that went on in there.
Oh, okay. Including when you pushed all the buttons and fucked us all.
Because it's not ashamed by it at all.
Illiteracy is not a crime.
It is when
it is. You just haven't read the rules. Because you can't.
Three.
All right.
So, yeah, I would have told you all about all that stuff.
All right. Well, okay. So, do we have a description of this Marine? Do they all look the same?
He can easily describe him. He looked at his face as it was all going down. Basically, yes, he does look a lot like him because of the genetic modifications, mm-hmm. He kept his hair in basically a mohawk style. Mm.
Okay, well, I guess in that case we'll see what we can do to get up some sort of, like, basic character sketch or like, mm-hmm. something we can show to somebody, or is there even a file that we can just pull up with a picture mm-hmm. of the guy on it?
Yes, you could.
Okay, well, then why don't we do that?
Was it
Okay. Here's a printed out.
Okay.
What does it print out of? I mean,
can we get a data slate
for humans?
Can we get a data slate?
No dot matrix with that printer. No, they hooked up the parallel port in the guy's head, and it's an old dot matrix printer.
Okay, so I guess can we get like a data slate with that type of information on it?
That'd probably be easier than actually printing it out because honestly, here's a data slate. It's a couple pennies. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, they're like 20 or 40 creds. I mean, they're worth keeping. Yeah, but, I mean, we just... Here, look. This is what he looks like. Don't touch him.
This is the military thing. Yeah. Okay, yeah. Only cost us 20 coins.
Okay, so we requisition a data slate.
Put
his picture on it, and...
Where do you begin?
It actually has one credit. The 19 credits went into the graft over there.
Yeah.
Well, what do we know, or what could we know about this Cult of Slim? Who would want to even buy Space Marines?
That's a good damn question.
Somebody who wants dumb, easy slave labor?
Why would they even bother with Space Marines when they have all the other underhires to build for that sort of thing?
Yeah, I know. Out of character, but in character, my guy's not smart enough to know, so... I have no idea why they'd want a Space Marine.
Would that be inappropriate?
A Space Marine would know.
You should ask the Space Marine.
I would rather not talk to him. Alright.
So,
who would want to buy Space Marines?
As he's eating peanut butter crackers.
He hasn't started yet. They haven't gone in his mouth. You get this like
typical. He's not answering.
Let's no.
Okay. Fine.
No. Me in out of character. I really have no idea.
No. All right. A Chaos Space Marine would be after buying
a Chaos Space Marine would
because,
there you go. Because they want to corrupt
lights.
Them.
Yeah. Chaos Space Marine would want them.
Yeah. Because they'd want to corrupt them to turn them into more Chaos Space Marines.
Corrupt them, turn them into more Chaos Space Marines.
Oh.
Wow. It's like they're clones.
So, okay, so
like I said, I knew why they'd do it out of character, but my character's like, mm-hmm.
Alright, so we're still on the same track, basically. So I guess we go back down into the, well, we don't have, oh, I guess we do.
Yes, we do.
We go back down into the, Underhive and start checking, is there, okay, so Johnny's group is out.
What was this Space Marine's name, by the way?
Karis.
Karis.
Who would be
K-A-R-R-A?
Like the next like biggest gang in the area if the hookers found themselves decapitated?
Okay.
Hannah, that's his name.
Next biggest gang.
Harlots. They were the Harlots.
Hannah's hookers.
Hannah's harem.
Yeah. Harem, harlots, hookers.
We'll get the name right eventually.
Horticulturists.
The Emperor's Saints.
That's their game. They're just fucking asking for it. All right.
Tell that to the Space Marine. Yeah, the next group, gang we're going to talk to is called the Emperor's Saints.
What's the name of my commander?
Arcanos.
A-R-C-A-N-O-S.
Mm-hmm. And then his right-hand man is Mathis. And the other Space Marine you have met is Razorus. He's one of the other.
Continue.
All right. We go try to get in contact with them.
All right. You go down into the Underhive, and within a little while of actually asking around about the Saints.
It was like, well, the last gang you asked about just blew up. We're not sure we want to come out and talk to you guys.
Within a matter of minutes, you know, a messenger will kind of walk up and say, hey, I hear you asking around about the Saints.
Yeah.
They're really interested to talk to you guys.
I'd imagine so. Where can we find them?
They've actually got a bar that they hang out in.
Most gangs do.
I can take you there if you want to go right now.
Might as well. As far as I'm concerned, we did them a favor.
May I speak freely, sir?
Sure.
What are the odds that this might be an ambush?
Well, I would suspect fairly low, because if we took out Hannah, who is the biggest and most powerful gang in the area with all of their military hardware, they're probably not going to try to fuck with us.
But you're preempting intelligence in the gang members.
But they understand just not over a building. They understand power.
Right, sir.
Sense motive.
don't have sense motive.
The messenger has no real motive other than to take you guys somewhere else.
Keep your eyes peeled.
no, that's disgusting. Don't do that. So, as you guys begin heading into you guys begin going into obvious gang territory. You can see that this is far more your traditional gang.
Well, I don't know what a traditional gang looks
like. You guys see graffiti.
I do.
You guys see the drug beats. You see the...
Well, why is that guy handing that little girl a syringe?
What's the name of the most likely drug? Deliberately ignoring the fact that
psych,
he probably have no idea what that is. Is it psych?
What's that?
Yeah, Spagan's like, don't take it. You wind up more often than not naked in a ditch.
He's already done that today.
I didn't end up in a ditch. I ended up handcuffed. I was shirtless.
And he kind of walks up, and it's this kind of closed back alley bar that's just simply called Joe's.
I wonder if they sell food.
Right? Oh, the crabs.
Right in here. You guys go first.
I think you ought to go first.
As he's saying, I just walk in.
Oh, you're coming too.
Whether you guys like it or not, yes.
I think the rest of the team, aside from us three, is probably back at the camp going, recovering in surgery, except for maybe...
Do you want to bring Finnegan
and Martin?
Finnegan is actually in full health.
Martin is still in
medical
care.
One would be
so the other guy is Maison.
Maison?
Yes.
Do we want to bring them along, or...?
Well, he's a doctor. What's his... ask him for his honest assessment of his health and capabilities at this point.
Yeah. I'm perfectly fit for duty, sir. I know
at this point they're not backing me up, so I go in.
All right. It's a flesh wound.
Yeah.
All right. So... You will walk in, and they're kind of debating on who's going in first. You'll notice that there are a lot of big gang members in here. And you can see some obvious steroid, not use, abuse, in here.
Wow.
Why are their legs so spindly? But one of the things that you do notice is that a lot of them do have things like Imperial Aquila tattoos, and you've got like this tattoo of the Golden Throne, which is almost like having a tattoo if you know like Muhammad in like Arabic culture. It's getting to that level.
Hmm. Yeah. They love their emperor.
These are good imperial boys.
Mm-hmm.
Oh God, country boy.
Country
boy.
Roid rage.
Roid gang. Oh, good. That's what we need.
And they kind of look you up and down. They say, "Sup?"
The ceiling.
You know, I think
Funny man.
I never noticed that before.
Yep.
Funny man.
You actually hear the clicking, like little smoke
as they reach for their weapons.
You know that they all check to make sure their guns are nearby. But other than that, they seem to be going about doing their business and doing pool and
drinking,
and shooting groids into their eye.
Celebratory gunfire. So I guess we'll
this quest does suck.
Yeah, let's get the layout of the room.
I'm like, fine. Let's all go in together.
pick up the little messenger.
You all kind of walk in. We'll all notice the nice shotgun loving imperial saints.
A couple of various different indigenous fauna mounted on the wall.
Big rats.
Now you're all here.
Who's talking? Just some guy in the back, or just some...
Hey, boss, they're here!
The plane.
The pain, boss, the pain. What, the plane? No, the pain!
I will do my best to situate my back against a wall.
Funk.
Out will walk. What you guys are pretty sure, he looks like a vet. An Imperial Guard, possibly veteran. Who?
Cool. That's like 1 in 6 million. Shit.
And you'll notice that if he's, of course, heavily scarred. He's got a few bionics and whatnot. And he kind of looks you guys up and down with his good servo eye.
couple sparks.
No, that's his bad.
No, that's his good one.
Got the elbow brace.
I guess I keep seeing. You know who I keep seeing walking in here? Everybody fights. No one quits. You don't do your job, I'll shoot you myself. This is
Michael Lyon's objects.
So, you're the ones who took down the harem, huh? And all those bunch of guys go, "Whoa, yeah, get them a beer."
That'd be us.
I heard you. I was figuring you guys would start asking around about us, so I'm asking around about you. And by asking around about you, I'm talking to you.
I appreciate your forwardness.
And candor.
Let's talk.
I thought that's what we were doing.
Let's talk. And it's literally like right in the middle of the bar. Now all the guys shooting pool and whatnot, they're just like, eh.
It's like... I'm assuming there's no empty tables or
no, not really. An empty table that goes, "You out of the way," and they'll
scatter. Yeah. All right. So let's go sit down.
Bitches leave.
I'm waiting for the bitches leave.
No, it's bitches leave. It's from Triple X, isn't it?
No, it's bitches come. That's
from, that's
in RoboCop. It's
bitches leave.
Bitches leave. Yeah.
Do any free beers arrive?
Beers arrive. Right.
I'll go up to that, whatever table they're sitting at, and put myself at the most tactical position.
You sit right in the middle of the... No.
I would not...
Like, it's like you tip the table up and sit behind it.
What?
Okay, so...
pick up the spilled beer that it was supposed to be for you, hand you the empty cup.
So,
we're talking.
Yeah.
Yep.
What the hell you want? You're obviously still with the service.
We are.
You obviously were with the service.
Was.
We're concerned about the muti problem.
There's always a muti problem. You upsiders never pay attention to the muti problem. There's always one.
We're paying attention now. We have our reasons.
Figures. You guys must be here with that freak who was down here earlier.
What freak?
Big freak. slim, high buzzing power armor, walked around with a pair of bolters, flamethrower, and what I could swear is a friggin' power sword. He was down here earlier, also asking questions about the Muti problem. One bad mother psyker.
So he was wearing all black? You said all black power armor?
Looked like he was in all black to me. But didn't look like no ream.
Well, he's the one we're after.
Well, he said he was going down into the sewers to take a look at the Muties.
Hmm. Well, he probably cost half of them himself.
Did he make your skin crawl?
Yeah, he made my skin crawl.
Mm-hmm.
You see, he kind of looks over in a general direction, like at an empty corner. He said he let his skin on fire.
Mm-hmm.
One of my boys used to be there. That was his spot. You'll notice. You'll notice a few other guys kind of take their beer.
Beers. Seen this guy around?
Yeah, he was here weeks back.
Hmm. We think he might have fallen astray with him. He's our best lead.
Couldn't help you. Last I heard, he went to the harem.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And they sold him.
Best bets towards a certain elusive guy. Walking around, talking big talk. Saying he's got a lot of gifts to offer. In my time in the guard, you learned that you never accept any gift from nobody.
Smart man.
Always coming. Sorry, I look at my beer.
I don't drink, so mine's still sitting on the table. Wow. No, it's not. The table's on the floor. It's spilled all over the floor.
I don't think he actually attempted it. Oh. Can you freak out, then?
She's got a toy.
Do you have any idea who this buyer could be?
I got some ideas.
You have any idea where we can find him?
Yeah, has he been, like, saying, if you find anybody that I'd be interested in, this is how you get a hold of me, that kind of thing?
He's down in the... He uses the tunnels. He's not down in the tunnels. I got an idea at where he is. But, of course, you know, I want to make sure we can talk things out and that I can tell you once you leave here peacefully. Apparently, last place you guys went to talk exploded. So I'd rather tell you once you're away from here.
Last place we went to talk had a Bible made out of baby skin.
And they were evil.
That makes me sick.
Yup.
Oh, I stuck my monkey
Chaos
pole.
Chaos cults tend to do that.
I stuck my monkey pole in that. Oh, God!
Start scrubbing. Hand him one of the Bibles.
I hope none of the other like guys in the bar are like watching their gang leader scrub his junk with a Bible.
they can't do the
dude. I'm next.
Started doing the quill sign down the inner prayer.
Yeah. Emperor protect my junk.
We hit that Spanish shit.
And I can certainly tell you that the buyer's nicking people off the streets too.
Well. Doesn't really surprise me.
But
is there any particular area that he frequents for that sort of thing?
The nice lady that ran that former establishment said that he likes to read the same books, if you know what I mean.
Great. I ain't taking nothing from him. Seemed too fishy for me. Offering free gifts. And free guns.
Nothing's free.
Free is rarely free.
Freedom isn't free. This would be a good place for it. But no, I'm not.
Yeah.
Not doing the cheap heat.
So what was your question?
Is there any place he likes to use for taking people off the streets?
He just pops up
out of the tunnels where
pops
it feels
up out of the
like
tunnels,
it.
But I've managed to figure out where he's located. I can give it to you if you guys agree just to go away and not really come back.
I got no problem with you.
I don't see any heresy in this fine, upstanding establishment.
It's like, I have no reason to come back here.
All right. Good. All right.
You all look
like
fine, emperor-fearing folk to me.
Yeah!
You seem like a decent fellow. I have to kill you.
All right.
Sorry about that, guys.
You missed your buddy.
He is like, or like, splash. He and some of his cult buddies, they spent a lot of their time out hanging near a old decommissioned reactor that they recommissioned. That might be how he makes muties, but we don't go down there.
About it.
We don't go down there. If your green boy went missing, that's where I'm guessing you'd take him.
Yep.
I can... Reen don't do me no good. I can send a runner to take you.
A body.
He said he can send a runner. Reading doesn't do him any good.
I know.
He's a...
Never mind.
So do it. Can we get a map of the... I mean, okay, sure, we'll take the runner. And we'll just make our own map as we go. Appreciate it.
Who has map making?
I don't think that even exists. I don't think cartography exists in this game.
That's what she was chewing on the bag.
Right, well...
Because there's no cat food.
Finish your beers, but I think our business is done.
Well, good talking to you. Keep up the good work.
They shoot poles and whatnot.
Right, well, I finished my beer and let's pack it up.
You heard the man, you know the drill. Assholes and elbows.
They did. It's like, all right, you're the man, we're done here. They pull out a melt a bomb. No.
Oh, I forgot you guys had those.
That yeah.
Funny going off as you guys hit the ground.
No, I leave them behind unless I specifically have a good reason to think I'll need them. Although this reactor might be a good time to bring one.
Yep. All right. Runner will lead you guys out towards basically a branch of tunnels. He'll walk you through the tunnels, kind of telling you to just ignore the mutants. Hmm. And most of the mutants seem to stay the hell away from you guys.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them range in variation from levels of mutation to horribly mutated to sometimes all they even have is like a sixth finger. But of course, the Imperium tolerates no level of mutation.
Mm-hmm. You'd wonder why they don't just cut it off.
They're mutants, obviously, they've been touched by chaos.
Just sending him from the food dish and meowing at me. Trying to use the restroom.
Alright. And he will lead you there, and you guys can. Yeah, you guys.
It's probably going to be pretty obvious.
Yeah, you almost stereotypically green glowing goo. You can see that this reactor has definitely been reactivated.
Did we bring any anti-rad gear?
As Finnegan goes, I can feel the Geigers going up.
What's your specialty, son?
Mechanics? No, sorry. Yeah. Maybe Finnegan is mechanics.
You know the Geigers are going up?
Did you shut the door, babe?
No. She'll be fine.
So you guys are staying out of an imposing old Imperium reactor. And you can see that there are people standing almost completely exposed to the radiation, wearing only thin pieces of plastic to cover them, near the radiation, armed with autoguns.
Autoguns.
So, just from my out-of-character knowledge, what would I expect out of an autogun?
Autogun is something about... Imagine something like an M16.
Okay.
Where it's basically like the last gun, but fires real bullets.
Yeah, it's just like there are.
It doesn't have the range, it doesn't have the accuracy, but it has the ability to pump a lot of bolts into an area.
Okay. So it's not like a minigun, but more like a...
It's a fully automatic rifle.
Yeah.
Fair enough. Okay. About comparable output to a LAS gun, or a little
2d6, just about the exact same damage.
Alright. Okay. Well, so they're just standing around. How many?
Out front are six.
Six. Okay.
And of course you'll see that they're also in various states of mutation.
Mm-hmm.
Which means they have to die.
Well, yeah. Is there, let's see. Do we want to just try to pick them off, or just go in swinging?
I would have you take one of them out first.
Well, yeah, absolutely. But do we want to cause something to try to get them over here? Or do we want to start killing them?
How close do you want to get to that radiation?
Well, I want to come. I want them to come over here, but I don't know if they would be trained to go back and set off an alarm, or if they'd all just rush forward to their
desk.
Why don't
we just launch a crack missile at the side of the building and blow a hole in it?
Both we don't you know two, what else since you have some exposure, you can give me your knowledge psychics, and you can actually give me your common knowledge.
We don't necessarily know what that might unleash.
Aside from a lot more radiation?
Well, that we would. I would hope we would want to avoid that. We're not really equipped to handle that.
Dude. My guys are going to run out at some point, so. After that, two tens and a five. Yeah. Or two tens and a six.
I'd rather have right, the bolter shot than on the knowledge psychics.
You're taking a look at these guys. These definitely give off some of the vibes. But these are a different kind of vibe. You know, the harem and whatnot gave off this sickening, you know, kind of seductress, trying, you know, lure you in. This feels almost chaotic, shifting, changing. This is definitely not the same sort of cult as the previous one.
Oh. The Lord of Changes.
What did you say, Brett?
No, I'm just shifting and changing. It's the Lord of Changes, but I thought the Lord of Changes was Slaanesh.
Lord of Changes, Zeench.
Oh, Zeench.
I think these guys are different.
Yeah, Slaanesh is the whole pleasure...
Pleasure-pain thing.
Alright, well...
Just to let you know. FYI. They feel different.
So let's,
They don't have...
If we're going to come back, we should have some sort of protection from this all this radiation. So...
That armor's a little heavy, isn't it?
I don't actually know what passes for rat armor in 40K. I mean, is it like a void equivalent to like a void suit, or is it?
It's basically like something like armor wise. It's something that he's wearing. He can probably get in there without too much issues. You guys are definitely looking a lot heavy, bulkier stuff. Mm-hmm. It would count as flak armor, but it'd weigh probably about two or three times as much. You do not move fast in that stuff.
That might
We'd be better off with carapace armor. We'd be better off getting genetically engineered into space marines.
No thanks.
No thank you.
Why don't you send him in? He's a scout. Scout the area.
Well, let's see what sort of radiation protection we can scrounge up.
We should probably get a radiation counter first to see what levels of rads we're dealing with. Wait a minute, why am I talking like this? My character doesn't know this shit.
If there's glowing green shit aside, I'm not trusting that. So, and seems to have set Finnegan on edge, so I'm willing to...
He is glowing, sir.
Alright, let's head back topside, see what we can come up with.
Alright. You guys, double back.
I have an idea.
Save for the moment.
Yeah, it doesn't happen very often. What would happen if you asked for reinforcements from your space marine buddies, considering this is a bad place?
I would assume there's not enough of us. I mean, there's not a lot of us on planet anymore.
Yeah, well, only 11 of you guys dropped in total. You found a total of 3 other people. But they do have resources that they could hand down.
I can see resources they can have, but only 11 Marines dropped onto the ship.
11 Marines should be enough to level half the planet.
Yeah, though. It was 11 scouts.
11 scouts dropped on this planet.
This is training mission.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, so they were kitted out the same way he was.
He
dropped bare ass naked with a hunting knife into
that. They had equipment for 10 people. I was the 11th.
Oh. Come on.
Alright, well...
But I can make inquiries and see what resources they can bring to bear for us.
And I will see what we can...
They all want to eat in the bathroom because it's separate and it's different.
Crazy. So let's see what we can come up with as far as radiation protection. I even just see what our options are.
In terms of IG, basically the requisition officer at that point is going to need... I'm going to need some authorization for letting you have this stuff. You're going to have someone sign off for this.
That's not going to happen.
Because they can hand out data slates, they can hand out guns occasionally, but this is...
Would I be able to sign for that?
No, because you're outside the system.
Yeah.
But he can't command you, but at the same time...
You can't command him.
You can't command him.
Right.
That's how the space marines were set up very specifically.
Mm-hmm. But how would I go about getting stuff?
You would go talk to your commander and say, can I get this? And he would have the political power to walk up to the quartermaster and say, I need this. You will give this to me. Okay. Or I will inform your commander that you are a heretic.
I will go to my commander then.
You've returned.
I have more to report, and I'll tell him about our interaction with the faithful and
they seem almost heretical in their love.
Mm-hmm. Best send an inquisitor someday. But I'll tell them what they told me, and that we scouted this reactor place, and we need and what we need basically, and
so your all that. Associates need protection.
Yes, sir.
We have a serum that will provide some protection to their frail forms for a period of time. It should stave off short-term consequences.
Was there anything else you guys wanted me to try to get?
If that's all we can get, then go for it. Is there... Let's see. It's probably unlikely that we'll be able to scrounge up any sort of official contact that will give us access to that radiation gear, because anybody who is high enough up to actually do that would tell us not to do it, because we're ordered to stay out of danger.
Mm-hmm.
All right, well, if that's all we can get, that's all we can get. Do we have any idea what kind of efficacy this stuff has?
Yeah, I'll get as many as we need. I'll ask for as many as we can.
Okay.
Like what?
Obviously.
It should protect you for 12 tera hours.
12 tera hours. Thank you, sir.
And you will set off Geiger counters yourselves.
Okay.
Just as a warning.
So we'll look like mutants.
Yeah.
And then I'll come back to you guys.
Will we actually... what type of permanent effects will this have? Any?
None that will matter in your lifetime.
Fair enough.
But they work for 12 tera hours, and we don't have to wear anything extra.
Okay.
That's useful.
So, do
we... system will save us now and kill us later. Okay.
Do we get... we get, like, 6 of them, or...
Yep, 12, basically. Or however many you needed.
I would like to get 2 batches, in case we...
Then you would get 2 batches.
Okay.
However, upon using them, you will need a vigor check to make sure that there's no form of rejection for your bodies.
Okay. Noted.
Basically, if you roll a 1, something happens. Other than that, your body is fine. Because it itself is a D8 plus 2. But on a roll of a 1, something happens.
Okay. Well, do we want to try to... I guess... do we have all the information and equipment that we need to try this? I would rather not go in with the heavy artillery, but I understand this. We should at least take it, especially if we're going to be facing a Chaos Marine.
We've got long-range capability.
Mm-hmm. So we can probably outrange those autoguns.
By a little bit.
Okay. We lead down now. Is there any sort of way that we can get blueprints or like
that? They go, what facility? That got decommissioned years ago. We threw those out.
That's a real shock. Okay.
Honey, if you're tired, why don't you go lay down?
Well, it is 9:30. If you guys are going to assault the facility, it might not take half an hour. It probably might last a bit longer than that. So, this would be a safe point to call just before you guys head in for a bust. If you guys want to do that.
I have a feeling we're going to bust the place, so...
Probably.
I'm expecting running from giant radioactive slime walls, but that's just me.
The goggles did nothing!
The goggles did nothing!
So.
What was that from?
Simpsons episode.
This would be a safe point to call it if you guys want to do that. Because Becca's crashing, and we only have, like, 30 minutes.
I say we call it for right now.
All right.
Fair enough.
All right, so this is where we'll call game today.
Alrighty.
Dos puntas.
Do you like that sound?
Then check out the Gamers Haven Podcast at www.gamershavenpodcast.com. It's three guys talking about RPGs, board games, and all things game-related. There is also a huge selection of actual play recordings featuring a variety of your favorite gaming systems. Don't worry, you're safe here. You've found a Gamers Haven.
You've been listening to the Gamers Haven Podcast. Subscribe to the show by visiting our website at gamershavenpodcast.com, where you can also discuss all things gaming in our forum, drop us an email, or just peruse our episode archives. You can also call us toll-free and leave a message to be played on the show by dialing 1-877-416-1270. That's toll-free, 877-416-1270. On our website, you'll also find our actual play podcasts chronicling our misadventures through all things role-playing. Enjoy what you hear? Why not support the Gamers Haven by purchasing Gamers Haven merchandise, visiting our affiliates, or just by clicking on our donate button? The Gamers Haven podcast is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial, Share Alike 3.0 United States license, some rights reserved. Some music in this podcast is used with permission of Joe Hero Band at joehero.com. This is a Thousand Monkeys production.
This concludes the broadcast from World Control.
That's not canon.